been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for stealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And hey, what are you working on? It is early September, almost fall, officially fall. Another week or so, I think, we'll be into fall, which makes it a great time to do projects both inside and outside your house. What do you have on your to-do list? What are you thinking about getting done? And what are you planning for the future now that the summer heat is not? It's hard to get motivated, you know, when it's really really hot and sweaty and like 100% humidity and, you know, 90 degree heat. It's just, just terrible. That said, though, I did take on some projects in that heat. But, you know, the thing is, it's not the most popular time for those that have the option of waiting. And I know a lot of folks like to do projects in the fall. It is what we used to call the Goldilocks season, not too hot, not too cold. But if you've got a project on your to-do list, we'd love to help you figure out how to get going on that. Give us a call right now, and we will talk about that. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. You got to repair something not working right in your house. We could try to walk you through how to get that resolved. 888-666-3974. Hey, coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about projects that you do yourself or not. DIY or get a guy is the way we like to talk about these. I mean, you know, you could say DIY or GoPro because there's plenty of women that are good professional contractors as well. But whatever you want to call it, the thing is, if you're going to take on a project, you got to make that call, right? I mean, you got to decide, can I do it myself? Do I have the skills to do it myself or not? And if so, how do I find the best pro to get the job done? So we're going to give you a sort of a way to walk through those options and make the best decisions.
And when it comes to home improvement, there are a lot of myths that cost DIYers a lot of money. So we're going to tackle four common myth stakes. You like what I did there?
The myth stakes. Got it. Very creative. And hey, also ahead, it might still be warm, but colder weather not too far off, making now the absolute perfect time to check your insulation. You know, improving insulation is the single number one most cost-effective way to cut your heating costs. We get all kinds of questions about, hey, should I put in solar? What about wind generators? What about this? What about that? Low E paint. Should I change my windows? First question, how much insulation do you have?
Wait, because what's insulation?
That's where you got to start. Exactly. So we're going to give you some tips on how to get that done. But most importantly, we want to hear what you want to talk about.
Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. I know we're all wrapping up the summer, but Tom's right. It's going to stay warm for a while. So let's work on those outside spaces. Let's keep our houses in tip-top shape. So let us lend you a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your question at moneypit.com.
Annette in Arizona is on the line and needs some help with a patio project. Tell us about it.
The problem that I'm having is I've been wanting a patio cover put on my house for the last 20 years.
Okay.
Well, now that my kids have grown up, I'm able to do that now. So the problem is everyone is telling me that I have a very low roof. And my ceilings in my house are only 7.5 feet ceilings.
Okay.
So I don't have much of a clearance. So, of course, everything else seems to be lower in the backyard. I've called probably 8 or 9 different builders now to see how much it would cost this patio cover. And it's straight across. So it's 56 feet long, the whole length of the house. And I think probably 6 of them never call me back.
That's pretty typical.
And so the two that have, one of them is a very good friend of mine, and I really do trust him in building this top patio cover. But he says I need to cut 6 feet into my roof in order to get the pitch that I need for the very end. So I really wanted a 56 feet wide by 10 feet out patio cover.
Right. So what he's saying is that if he adds a roof, it kind of starts at the edge of your roof and then kind of comes out from that, you're not going to have much pitch. Is that correct? Because
correct.
You're starting so low. So I think your builder friend is probably correct from your description. That said, the problem that you have with different builders giving you different advice can be completely avoided if you get a design professional to go in there first. So if you're able to find, for example, an architect in your area that wanted to take on a small project, have them design this patio cover for you, and then you'll have a set of specifications. You can work through all the angles with the architect or the designer. Then you'll have a set of specifications. You can call those contractors back and say, this is exactly what I want. Now just give me a price to build it. Otherwise, you have no way of comparing apples to apples because every builder is going to have their own solution. And you're going to get different prices, and you're really not going to know, you know, how to compare them because who knows what one guy is doing versus another. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I understand. And the problem is I wouldn't mind him doing it, but I'm so afraid that wherever he cuts into it to build out, I'm so worried that I'm going to start having problems leaking.
I really wouldn't worry about it, okay, because builders know how to build roofs and know how to build roofs that don't leak. And somebody built that roof that's over your house right now, and there's no reason to think that your builder can't attach another roof to it and then re-roof that area properly so that you don't get leaks. I think he's giving you the right advice because you can't, if you start low and then go out, you're going to end up with almost a flat roof, and that's going to leak like a sieve. So if you have a good pitch, that's going to be the surest way to avoid leaks. I would not worry at all about a contractor that has to, you know, dig into an existing roof. That's done all the time. It's not a big deal. If somebody knows what they're doing, they can roof it properly, flash it properly, and you will have no leaking issues, new leaking issues as a result.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate your answer because my worry was it's going to start leaking and then I'm going to have major problems because it's going to be leaking over the family room, the dining room, the kitchen, and the bedroom. And I said that's another problem that I don't want to get into.
Yeah, well, you know, now that the kids are gone, I think it's time for you to get that project done and enjoy it, right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Annette. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Richard in Washington on the line who's doing an addition and needs a hand. What can we do for you today?
Actually, here's what I've got. I've got a house built in 1938. Footprint essentially is shaped like a cross.
Okay.
The bottom portion of that cross used to be the garage. They mm-hmm. turned it into living space, and what they simply did with that bottom left quadrant, they poured about a 4-foot-high concrete wall. What I'm wanting to do is try to gain as much ceiling height as possible. It's currently framed with 2x10 for the ceiling joist, and I just didn't know if some of the new engineered lumber would allow me to perhaps get away with something a little shallower while still retaining the strength. But need to go 12 on center instead of 16. I'm willing to do that.
So, Richard, let me stop you, okay, because you got a complicated question. And my first question to you about this is, do you have an architect working with you on this project?
Not currently.
You need one.
Okay.
This is not a do-it-yourself general contracting kind of project. You've got a house that you started with that's got problems. It definitely sounds like the guy before you didn't have an architect. Otherwise, he wouldn't have designed all these drainage problems into it. And then the guy that came before that that originally built the house didn't have an architect, at least one that knew what he was doing. You, my friend, need an architect. An architect can look at this situation, address these questions in terms of the design, the elevation, and spec out the lumber that you're going to need to get you where you want to go. Yes, will TJIs or laminated beams help you get more span with less depth? Yes, they will. But it's an engineering problem to figure out which ones you use and how you lay it all together. So I would tell you, stop right now. Stop wasting time trying to figure this out on your own and focus on finding an architect to help you. You will be spending some money on this design. It will be well worth it. You will avoid a whole host of problems with the design later on. And secondly, you're also going to have a set of specs that you can use to go to different contractors and get some prices. So that's definitely your next step.
Okay. I guess that covers it.
Richard, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Call us right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. Hey, whether it's a minor repair or a major remodel, Home Advisor has local pros for every project. Download the Home Advisor app and get started today.
And speaking of hiring a pro, how do you know if your project is DIY or get a guy? We're going to sort out the options on how to decide in today's pro project presented by HomeAdvisor.com next.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best home pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, you can see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
This is Damon John from ABC Shark Tank, talking to business owners about how to get more buyers, better buyers, more profitable buyers, all without any real investment or risk. My own personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the absolute master of generating high profit referrals. He knows 150 ways your business can acquire no cost, no risk referrals. Do you want to know how to get your business going and growing faster? The safest way that I know is getting others to recommend and refer their buyers, customers, family, and friends to buy from you. Jay Abraham is my go-to source for high profit referrals. He can become your source too. Learn Jay's 150 strategy referral mastery system. Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, we'd love to hear what you want to get done around your house. Give us a call with your home improvement questions, your project plans at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Claire in Alaska on the line who's dealing with a first-time basement. What can we do for you?
Well, I have purchased a 1900 house, and it has this basement that is getting moisture. It has the sticky black paper on the outside.
Right.
But it is not functioning properly, apparently, because there's a lot of moisture coming in. And it would require digging out on the outside to do the outside. Is there any way to address it from the inside?
Well, there's another way to address it on the outside, and that is to pay attention to the angle of the soil around the house. So when it does warm up and you have the opportunity to regrade the foundation perimeter and make sure that the angle of the soil, the angle of the grade slopes away from the building.
Well, I put French drains in all around the property and sloped it and put gravel.
So this, well, okay, now if he sloped it with gravel, then he didn't really do you a favor because the gravel is porous, so the water goes through the gravel, back to the dirt underneath, and into your basement. So if you're going to slope it, yeah, give him an A for effort, but it's not going to be successful. You have to grade it with clean fill dirt so that you can tamp it and the water will run away from it. Water's not going to run over gravel, it falls through it. But there's a second thing to check, and that is, do you have gutters on the roof?
No, because the snow pulls them off.
Right. Okay. Well, look, if you can collect the water at the roof edge, and even if you have deep gutters or if you use the type of gutters that have, like, the warming cables up on the roof, if you prevent water from running off the roof and against that foundation perimeter, you'll prevent a wet basement because most of the water collects at the outside. Protect the perimeter. Keep it as dry as possible. And a lot of wet basements are caused because gutters are missing or gutters are clogged, and the water rolls off the roof right against the foundation. Soil's flat, so the water's got nowhere to go, and it just sits there and leaks into the basement.
Okay, so I got to work on that.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, doing home improvement projects and improvements yourself may seem more cost efficient than ever, but how do you know when to tackle home improvement projects on your own or when to hire a pro contractor, which really is the best decision? We've got tips in today's pro project presented by HomeAdvisor.com. Step one, you've got to keep your eye on the prize. So before you start stocking up on tools or choosing paint colors, your first do-it-yourself project is to think about the exact end result that you're after. Now work your way back through all of that knowledge, the techniques and elbow grease involved, doing whatever research is required to fill in those blanks.
Next up, you got to assess your abilities, and you got to do that honestly to decide whether or not you are truly the best person for the job. Consider that every project requires some level of prep and a sliding scale of time to get it done. And by the way, neither of which is obvious in the many popular home improvement TV shows that spend days building and then edit into, like, what's a half hour show now? Let's say like 18, 19 minutes, 22 minutes.
22
okay.
Minutes.
You know, 2 days of work, 22 minutes of TV. So it's never going to take you 22 minutes to get a job done. So you got to think about realistically how much time you have to devote to the project. And remember that mistakes add hours and expense that can easily wipe out any DIY savings.
Yeah, and now is also a time to build a budget. So before you begin the hiring search for a contractor, you've got to compile the best possible estimates of potential costs. Now, this is going to take a little research, but it needs to be done so that you're well acquainted with what's involved, and then you can determine your financial limitations before those bids start rolling in. Now, include a reserve of about 20%. That's going to cover all of these inevitable project surprises and additions and all of the stuff that sort of starts adding up and then increases whatever you might need to finance for this project.
And lastly, get the help you need. Whether you're looking for a handyman or a remodeling contractor to hire, personal recommendations from family members and friends are critical to finding the right match. But services like Home Advisor can help you find pros for all or just part of the job you feel the least prepared to go alone on. For example, you might be fine building the deck, but running new wiring and lighting, well, that might best be left up to a pro. And that's today's pro project presented by HomeAdvisor.com. They really do have the best local pros for any home service.
That's right. Doesn't matter what that project is, they make it fast and easy to find top local pros for your projects.
Plus, I love the fact that they now have clear upfront pricing on over 100 everyday projects, so a fixed price for the project. To get started, just download that HomeAdvisor app today.
All right, now we've got Pamela in Tennessee on the line who's got a shingle question. What can we do for you today?
Our house was built in 1994, and it's at the point where it's going to be needing a new roof, and we started getting estimates. And the last man who came offered to put a new roof over the existing roof. And I had thought, I had read somewhere that that was never a good idea, but he gave us the two options, you know, the price with removing the old and putting on the new, and another one for just putting a new layer over the existing roof. And I was just trying to find out which is the best way to go on that.
Well, Pamela, both are viable options for a roof replacement. It kind of comes down to how long you expect to be in that house. So is this a house where you think you'll be in it for the next 15 or 20 years, which would be the life of the new roof?
Well, we would like to move tomorrow if we could. We've had it on the market a couple times in the last couple years, and we haven't even had any lookers with the economy being what it is. So we haven't really had any issues with leaking as far as we know, but every time it storms or the winds blow really hard, we lose a few more shingles.
Right. Okay, well, that's really good to know. So the answer is that you most likely will sell it, say, in the next 10 years, because the economy will eventually recover in the real estate market. And the reason I ask that is this, Pam, because when you put a second layer of shingles on a roof, the first layer tends to hold a lot of heat, which causes the second layer to wear out just a bit faster. I've seen it wear out anywhere from 25% to, say, 33% faster, from a quarter to a third faster. So that means that you'd have a bit of a shorter roof life. Instead of going 20 years on the next roof, maybe you'll go 15. However, it does save you some money. So when does it make sense to tear it off? Well, if you're going to be there for the whole 20 years, 25 years of that roof, then I would say tear off, go down to the plywood sheathing, and go up from there. If this is a short-term house for you, you've already got just one layer, so you're only putting a second layer on, no reason not to put a second layer of roof on that. It's clearly going to last for the next several years and more, and by the time you're ready to sell it, no one really cares whether there's one layer or two. They only care whether it leaks. And mm-hmm. when that new owner okay. gets around to replacing the roof, then they'll strip everything down to the sheathing. But that will be their expense, not yours. So I think it's okay to put a second layer on at this point.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your answer. I had just not had anybody else, you know, give us that option. It was just this one guy. And so I didn't know if it was a good idea to do that or not.
You know, I would also check with your village. The only reason I say this is that when we were looking into having our roof replaced, the rules within our village were that if you were putting a new roof on top of your existing shingles, you didn't need any permitting. But if you were taking off the existing and putting on a new set of shingles, you know, getting down to the sheathing, then you needed a permit. It's just something to look into.
Okay, well, I appreciate that because I wasn't aware of that, but I will check into that. And I thank you both for your answer.
You're welcome, Pam. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Home Advisor. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been helping homeowners find and hire the best local pros. Plus, you can even check project cost guides to get an idea of what you should be paying for your project.
Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Coming up, for those of us in the role of trying to provide the best advice, we often need to separate fact from fiction. With home improvement, there's often more bad advice that spreads like wildfire than sage wisdom. We're going to explain when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a repair or major remodel, Home Advisor can help match you with the right local pro for your project in seconds. Just download the Home Advisor app. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone, give us a call with your home improvement project questions at 888-MONEY-PIT or post them to moneypit.com. So, Leslie, I have been taking our own advice and went to GetSundy.com and ordered up my summer lawn care subscription package. And I tell you what, I'm pretty darn impressed. Sundy makes non-toxic lawn care products. The shipment came. And the neat thing is these applicator bottles, they're sort of like the soft side bottles, and they come with a hose applicator. So you unscrew the top, drop in the hose applicator. Then all I had to do was walk around the property and spray the Lawn Strong product, which is a product that is going to give my lawn the nutrients it needs to grow healthily through the upcoming fall season and stay good and green, I should say, for the remaining of the hot summer months. So pretty impressed with the company, especially the process where I ordered it. They did a satellite shot of my house, and they figured out where all the lawn is, which I thought was amazing because they could like figure out where there was lawn under trees and where there was lawn, not lawn, I should say, under tree areas or around the garden areas. They did it all electronically and measured exactly my square footage that was left, and that's the product that I got. So I'm not over-applying or under-applying. And if you want to check this out, go to GetSundy.com, and if you use the promo code MONEYPIT, they'll give you $20 off. It's a pretty affordable and wonderful service. I think they've done a great job with it. And you'll love the website, GetSundy.com.
Well, when it comes to the topic of home improvement, there's often more bad advice than sage wisdom that spreads like wildfire, but here's some good advice. First up, myth number one, you guys. When picking a contractor, the lowest bid is the worst one. Now, that's not always true. The truth of the matter is that you need more information to assess whether a bid is good or not. You need to ask about specifics, talk to bidders, and see whether one is covering the same work as the other. You can't compare apples to oranges when two contractors are actually proposing two very different things to do. You also want to make sure that the contractor is licensed and insured, and not just liability insurance. You want workers' comp as well. And sometimes people think that if a contractor puts in the highest bid, well, they must be the best and the most expensive. And oftentimes, however, a contractor will just submit a high bid because they're really not that interested in your job.
Yep. Definitely. Now, here's the second myth, my favorite. You don't need a permit for a do-it-yourself remodel. Listen, just because you're doing the project yourself doesn't mean you can automatically skip the permitting process. Now, look, things like painting or sanding, putting up crown molding, stuff like that, no permit required. But if you're adding electrical outlets, if you're changing out a stove from electric to gas, if you're replacing windows, moving a wall, adding a door, you do need a permit. And you're better off getting one, because I'm going to tell you, when you get around to selling that house some year in the future, and it turns out that you don't have permits for that, you can get fined. It could also really cause throw a monkey wrench into the process of selling that house because it's not in compliance. So you're better off being safe than sorry. And look, the electrical inspectors, the plumbing inspectors, they're there to make sure it got done right. So give them a chance to do just that and save yourself some hassles. Now, speaking of plumbing, here's another myth that's worth mentioning, and that is that people today still think that the low-flow toilets don't work. And you know what? We had this requirement to take toilets down to a low-flow status, and I think it happened way before the technology caught up. And yes, the very first generation of low-flow toilets didn't flow very well. But today, that's all changed. The main design change is this: the trap of the toilet, which is the pipe that takes the waste out. It's a sort of S part that's built into the body. They just made it wider and they glazed the inside so it doesn't restrict. You know, it wasn't that big of a change, but now that the toilets are all made that way, they work perfectly. So if you've got one of the old 5 to 7 gallon models, get rid of it. You can get a toilet that works very, very well and uses less than 2 gallons of water on a flush.
All right, last myth up here, guys. When it comes to cooling and heating systems, bigger is better. Now, this one can be a headache for the HVAC pros out there. Homeowners always seem to want a bigger system than they actually need. And the truth is that oversized systems won't work as well as a system that fits a house just right. An oversized air conditioning unit is going to cool off the house with a quick blast of frigid air, but it's going to shut off before removing much moisture from that air, and that's going to result in a clammy environment that's prone to mildew. And likewise, an oversized furnace is going to quickly pump out heat and then shut down, which is extremely inefficient. A furnace that turns on and off quickly is like a car engine in stop-and-go traffic. It's a fuel hog.
And finally, let's mention one more myth that I think can be a costly mistake and something that too many people find out too late, and that is homeowners insurance will always cover a flood. The truth is that you need to check your policy, because while your policy could cover flooding if it's caused by something from inside the house, like a broken laundry hose, you are generally out of luck if the flooding is the result of, say, a storm or something of that nature. Water main breaks, pipe breaks, those things are generally covered, but storms, unless you have flood insurance, a specific type of homeowner's insurance called flood insurance, you will not be covered. So make sure you know what you got and get it if you need it.
Lotus in California is on the line with a sliding door question. How can we help you today?
Well, I'm very interested in finding out how to make my sliding glass door. We have two of them, but one of them gets a lot of usage, and all of a sudden it's just almost impossible to open and close.
Okay.
So rather than replacing it, is there a way that I can fix it and not spend the money of replacing the door?
Well, why is it hard to open and close? Is it dragging on the bottom?
It seems to be dragging on the bottom, and it's the last 4 or 5 inches when I try to close it that is really hard to push.
So if you look along the bottom of the sliding part of the door, there's usually some pegs or like plastic buttons that cover the wheel mechanism that's under the door. And if you pop those out, sometimes you can stick in a screwdriver or an Allen wrench and adjust the height of the wheels. The wheels under the door move up and down. And with a couple of clicks of a screwdriver or an Allen wrench, you could move those wheels. If those are accessible, you may try raising the door a bit to get it up off the ground, because they may have worn and now the door bottom is actually dragging across the aluminum sill. But if you make the wheels a little deeper, you'll get that clearance again. That's the first thing I would try.
I see. I see. So it's a matter of pushing those up so that the door sits up higher. That's
correct.
What you're telling me.
That's
okay,
it.
I got it. Good. Well, thank you for your help.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Well, it may still be warm, but colder weather is not far off, making now the perfect time to check out your insulation. We're going to tell you how much you really need next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Has summer heat left your lawn with brown spots or weeds? I found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday makes custom, non-toxic, money-saving lawn care products. They ship directly to your door and apply with a garden hose. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Do you want to know how your business can start generating a ton of more buyers right now without any investment or risk? The answer is referrals. I'm Damon John from ABC's hit show Shark Tank. My personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the master of generating high profit referrals. Jay knows over 150 ways to get people to refer your business to their high quality buyers. Risking money on unpredictable advertising is dangerous. So is speculating salaries on salespeople who just may not ever close. Referrals are the ultimate source of profit growth in a downturn. Referred buyers buy faster, spend more, buy more things, and cost you nothing. Want to learn Jay Abraham's 150 strategy referral mastery system? Go to refermorebuyers.com.
That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Find top local pros, book, and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the Home Advisor app.
Download that Home Advisor app today.
Darlene in Iowa is on the line, who's got a leaky roof. Tell us what's going on.
I have got a three-season room that was built onto the house that I purchased, and it was attached to the original home, and I've been fighting with a leak in that area, and I've used some blackjack for sealant where the shingles come over onto the three-season room area with the flat roof.
So I think that what's happened here, Darlene, is that the junction between the three-season room and the roof was probably not correctly done. The blackjack stuff you're talking about is obviously a temporary cold tar patch type of a product, and that might give you a short-term solution, but it definitely will not give you a long-term solution. If you're having this kind of a long-term problem, what I would do is I would take the roof apart at the intersection between the three-season room and the main roof, and then I would reinstall it, making sure that I address whatever the imperfection is. So I suspect that since it might have been added after the fact, that it wasn't flashed correctly. So if you were to pull that off and use Ice and Water Shield, which is like this rubberized material under that junction between the three-season room and then the main roof, and go up from there and make sure everything overlaps properly so that the water runs down and not back up, that will solve it. But short of doing that, you're only going to be making very small gains in terms of slowing down this leak. So I would encourage you to stop using the temporary patch material, to take the roof apart and then fix it right so that you won't have to be bothered with it again. Because if you don't, there could be long-term problems. It could cause rot to the roof sheathing as well. Even though you don't see the water below, it could be leaking very slowly into the roof sheathing. So that's the way to fix it once, fix it right, and not have to worry about it again. Darlene, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Listen, if you've avoided going up in your attic all summer long because it's a bit too toasty, you do need to head up there now. It's a good time to add attic insulation because it's going to save money through the fall and winter. Because, listen, just like your body loses heat through your head, remember your mom always said, wear a hat, wear a hat, wear a hat? Well, your home loses heat through the attic. That is the house hat right there.
Right. Now, the EPA's Energy Star program recommends at least 12 inches of insulation for most homes. But if you've got a home in colder climates, you really need about 16 to 20 inches. So when you're shopping for your insulation, you're going to see a number with an R in front of it. Now, that R stands for resistance to heat loss, or R value. The higher the R value, the better the insulation's ability to keep heated air from escaping. And that's going to keep you warmer in your house and your energy bills down.
Correct. Now, to find out exactly how much insulation you should have in your attic, go to energystar.gov. If you answer a couple of questions about your home's heating system and the climate where you live, Energy Star will help you calculate the right level of insulation for your part of the country. That tool is online at energystar.gov.
Preston in Kentucky is on the line and needs some help with a painting project. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I was just curious why I've gotten a few estimates on getting the inside of my home painted. And I was curious why there's such a wide gap in between the prices that I've gotten. Is one job different than the other?
Well, it depends. When the first painter comes, did you have sort of your blue jeans on and dirty shirt? And when the second guy came, you were like all dressed up in a suit, tie, like you just walked out of the bank? they bid you
briefcase,
as much as they bid the job.
Handcuffed to your wrist.
Yeah. Yeah, don't wear the fake Rolex, you know, when the guy comes over to give you a price. Listen, the thing is, what you want to do is make sure they're comparing apples to apples on these estimates. So there could be a lot of things that they're doing differently. I would check that first, starting with the brand of paint, because the better paint is going to be worth it. It's going to be more scrubbable. How many coats they're going to apply.
Are they priming? What's the prep work? Is it plastered? Do they need to skim coat? Is there any repair work that needs to be done to the existing drywall?
And also, you're just going to have to, because it's so labor-intensive, you're absolutely going to positively have to do your homework on all these guys and get references and talk to people that they did work for recently. And I like to ask people for references of somebody they worked for at least a year ago so we can see over time what their reputation has been. Because you definitely need to have someone who's careful about their working inside your house and who's also a skilled painter. So I would dig in on the references and I would make sure that we're comparing apples to apples in terms of what the project is that they're actually doing. And then another thing that you can do is always go online, and I like to search complaints against and the name of the business. And believe me, if there's anybody who's had a problem, they're going to pop up in a Google search. So if you search the word complaints and the name of the vendor, you'll find out right away. And keep in mind, there are complaint sites out there. The only reason people go to them is to complain. So you don't always get a balanced view. But if you see a lot of complaints on a lot of different sites, then you know maybe it's an issue and you should steer clear. Does that make sense?
Okay, great.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Home Advisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Coming up, are you thinking about installing a new countertop? Well, some are a lot harder to keep clean than you might think. We're going to have the answers when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Money Pit is presented by HomeAdvisor. Whether it's a repair or major remodel, HomeAdvisor can help match you with the right local pro for your project in seconds. Just download the HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com.
All right, and here's a post from Tanya. Now, Tanya writes, I'm putting butcher block in for the bar top and countertops. What do you recommend as a sealer?
Well, look, butcher block is a beautiful addition to any kitchen, but it can require a lifetime of maintenance to keep it that way. Now, you mentioned that you've got bar top and countertops, and to me, Leslie, those are two completely separate surfaces. Now, the bar top is not going to be a space where you're preparing food, so you want that top to be super durable. For that, I think a good choice is an epoxy finish. It's a two-part epoxy resin, and the way you apply this, there are some tricks to it. Once you mix up the clear coat epoxy, you do one coat, which is called a seal coat, and you spread it on pretty thin, and you watch it, because when you spread it on, what's going to happen is you'll get air bubbles underneath from the raw bar top that will kind of permeate up through the finish. And the way you get rid of those air bubbles is with a propane torch. You basically wave the flame about 6 to 10 inches over the bubbles, and they will instantly pop. There's nothing flammable about the epoxy products. You don't have to worry about that. And then you let it harden really well. And then you can apply what's called the float coat, which is where you put a thicker coat of the epoxy. You'll have far fewer bubbles, but you have to watch out for them. And within a few hours, it will be like rock hard and absolutely beautiful and a durable solid surface for the bar top. Now, the countertop is a totally separate issue, because for that, it's going to be something that you're going to be putting raw meat on, eggs, dairy, and there's a lot of opportunities for bacteria to grow. So you've got to be really, really careful. One of the options is to use food-safe oils, and these are sold just for butcher block. It will give you a clear, attractive finish. But the thing is, you've got to disinfect that countertop, you know, pretty regularly, because, you know, the butcher block does soak up a lot of stuff, right?
I mean, it really does, but I think it's interesting that when people put in a butcher block countertop, it's instantly assumed like, oh, my whole countertop is a cutting board. It doesn't have to be. You know, it's like, you still should be using a cutting board on top of it. I mean, just to preserve the countertop's look to begin with and to help reduce the risk of contamination. I mean, and you're right, though. It doesn't have to be the entire countertop. You can sort of mix materials. You can dedicate a specific area to that butcher block countertop and then actually use it as a cutting board and just maintain it properly. I mean, I've even seen this done where people will have just a slab of marble sort of inset in a different type of countertop because they're big bakers and they like to have that cooler spot to do that. So you can sort of customize that. But with butcher block, you have to be so careful because you're right, there is a risk of contamination there.
There's a rule of thumb for applying the oils, and what you do is you apply the oil once a day for the first week, then once a week for the first month, and then once a month pretty much for the life of the countertop. Just remember that when you're choosing your oil, it's got to be one that's food safe. Mineral oil, for example, is a good choice, and you can find it at your local drugstore usually.
Oh, that's interesting. So you don't always have to go somewhere specific for that. Mineral oil is going to do the trick. And once you've got the conditioner, just take a rag, apply a good amount of it onto the counter. And as time goes by, you should notice that the wood is soaking up less and less oil each time. And that means it's working.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thanks for spending this part of this late summer weekend day with us. If you've got questions about your home improvement projects, if you're planning something for the fall weather ahead, if you're stuck in the middle of a repair, remember, you can reach us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT, because if we're not in the studio, we will call you back with the answer the next time we are. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The devastation of wildfires in Oregon and California now beginning to sink in.
It's like, it looks so small. We're just like, how did our big life fit in this little area? You know what I mean?
However, diminishing winds, rising humidity are helping firefighters a bit, but they're still concerned about dozens of people still missing. Authorities in both states fear receding flames could reveal more dead bodies in their calling the possible mass they're worried about a what they call mass fatality event. Tropical Storm Sally is forecast to dump heavy rain on parts of Florida, tricking into the Gulf of Mexico over the weekend. Meanwhile, New Orleans and other nearby areas were placed under a hurricane watch. Sally's forecast to become a hurricane by late Monday. Meteorologists are warning of a rising risk of a life-threatening storm surge and dangerous hurricane-force winds from southeastern Louisiana to the Alabama coast by early next week. Three top aides to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will appear next week in an open hearing with the House Foreign Affairs Committee. It's all part of the Democrat-led probe into the ouster of the State Department's watchdog back in mid-May.
Under Secretary of State for Management Brian Bulateo, Acting Legal Advisor Merrick String, and Assistant Secretary of State for Political Military Affairs R. Clark Cooper will testify on September 16th, according to Committee Chairman Elliot Engel of New York. Eats is a key witness for Democrats, who for months have been investigating the circumstances surrounding the abrupt firing of State Department Inspector General Steve Linnick. They've already conducted at least three interviews with top State Department officials, including Linnick, former State Department official Charles Faulkner, and top Pompeo aide Tony Porter. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
About 100,000 women marched noisily through Belarusian capital Saturday, all in shouting for the resignation of the country's authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
A court in Slovenia sentenced a 22-year-old woman to 2 years in prison for deliberately cutting off her hand with a circular saw to try to make a fraudulent insurance claim.
The court ruled that Julia Adlisic agreed with her boyfriend to have her left hand severed above the wrist at their home in the capital early in 2019. She was found guilty of attempted insurance fraud. The woman stood to collect more than €1 million from 5 different insurance policies, about half paid immediately and the rest in regular monthly installments. Her boyfriend was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Prosecutors said the days before the incident, Adlisic's partner searched for information on the Internet about how artificial hands work. Patrick Foss reporting.
Thousands of asylum seekers spent a fourth night sleeping in the open of the Greek island of Lesbos after successive fires destroyed the notoriously overcrowded Moriae camp during a coronavirus lockdown. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders is thinking about following in her father's footsteps, running for governor of Arkansas.
Definitely, definitely very serious about it, but right now focused on helping the president in 2020. Arkansas governor's race is in 2022, so I'll make a decision sometime after we get through this election, get the president reelected.
Sanders spoke with Hugh Hewitt on the Salem Radio Network this week about her new book, Speaking for Myself, which details much of her experience as the first ever mom to serve as White House press secretary. A panel of government health advisors says there's no clear evidence the harder-to-crush version of the painkiller OxyContin designed to discourage abuse actually resulted in fewer overdoses or death. Purdue Pharma revamped its opioid, which has long been blamed for sparking a surge in painkiller abuse beginning in the 1990s. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath Into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement project questions, your decor dilemmas. Are you stuck in the middle of a project or about to start one or don't know how to start one? We'd love to help you out. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, because that's what we do. We're your home improvement coaches, advisors. Leslie is the decorating expert here, so you don't have to worry about me giving you bad advice on colors. That never happened. But I will keep your pipes from leaking and keep your floors from squeaking if you give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And speaking of squeaking floors, that is exactly what we're going to talk about in today's show. We've got some tips on how to handle those. You know, a lot of times we get questions about whether squeaking floors are one of life's little annoyances or are they a major structural problem. We're going to have that answer and give you some step-by-squeaky-step tips to make them go away for good.
That's right. Well, also coming up, you drink it, you cook with it, you bathe in it, but are you sure it's safe? You know, tap water can be deceiving because it looks and tastes harmless even when it's not, which is why it's a good idea to test it to find out. We're going to tell you how.
And wood floors are beautiful, but they're not always the best choice in damp locations like bathrooms, laundry rooms, or basements. We'll have an overview of what will work.
But first, we want to know what's on your to-do list as we move ahead to the cooler months. We're here to help, so give us a call, 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Let's get going. Leslie, who's first?
Wendy in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I bought a large commercial building in a historic downtown of Atlantic, Iowa.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It had a roof leak, and we have repaired that. We put a new roof on. But there was a lot of damage to the second story ceiling, which was lath and plaster.
Okay.
And we want to put a loft a residential loft up on the upstairs. We have about 1,500 square foot of lath and plaster that needs to come down. So my question is there something that's available as an aid to funnel all of that dirt and lath and plaster down off of the ceiling and out to a dumpster?
Yeah. Let me give you some suggestions, having been through this very repair in my home, which was all lath and plaster. I went about remodeling rooms in different stages. The first time I decided I would take all the lath and plaster out and drywalled right on top of the original studs. And after going through that mess, I decided it wasn't as important as I'd once thought to take the lath and plaster out. And the next time I did it, I simply put a second layer of drywall over the old lath and plaster and screwed through that drywall up into the ceiling joists and the wall studs to support it. And that was a much neater, much easier way to get a nice, clean new ceiling without all of the mess and the dust and the dirt and the debris. So is the lath and plaster somewhat intact, or is it all loose and falling off? What's the status of it right now?
In some places where there was a water leak, the plaster wants to fall off, and then in some places it's not so bad.
Well, if you were to put 4x8 sheets of drywall over that and screw the drywall in, it'll probably support any loose lath or plaster that's there. And again, you won't have this big mess of having to tear it all down, which is an awfully big project because it's very heavy. You'll be shoveling it off the floor, putting it in trash cans, carrying those cans down, and you can't even fill up the cans because it's too heavy to lift them. So it's a big stinking mess. And if you could apply some drywall to the ceiling as it is now and attach through that drywall into the ceiling joist, it should support the old lath and plaster and give you a nice clean surface to start with.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome, Wendy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Shannon in North Carolina is on the line and needs help with a bathroom vent switch. What's going on?
The problem is I turn a switch on to it. Sometimes it comes on, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I turn the switch on. It briefly takes between 2 to 3 minutes, and it'll come on after that.
Now, Shannon, is this powering an exhaust fan?
Yes, it is.
So I think probably the exhaust fan is starting to wear out. It sounds to me like the motor for the fan is perhaps dirty, or the bearing is a little worn, and it takes a while for it to kind of get going. And that's a very kind of common symptom of a motor that's wearing out. Is this an old bath fan?
Yes, about 18 years old.
Yeah, man, time to replace it. Don't last forever.
Yeah, no.
You know, it's very simple. Does this bath fan have a light that's built into it as well?
No, sir.
All right. Well, when you pull the cover off the fan, sometimes you'll see that the fan is actually plugged into the side of the housing. And so you could plug like a light into the side of that housing, unplug the fan, and then go to the light switch and turn it on. The bath fan switch, turn on, off, on, off. You'll probably see the power come on and off like normally, as evidenced by the light bulb that you just plugged in for testing purposes. And again, that just means that the power is fine. It's not a problem with the switch. It's the fan. And if you're getting that kind of resistance out of it, I just replaced the fan. They're not very expensive. And the good thing is that even though it's an 18-year-old bathroom exhaust fan, the sizes are pretty standard, so chances are you'll be able to replace that without a lot of trouble.
Okay, sounds common and easy.
Yep, pretty straightforward. Shannon, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got lucky lady Nancy, who lives in Hawaii, the greatest place in the world, who needs help waterproofing a lanai. Welcome, Nancy.
Hi, aloha.
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 How can we help you?
Well, we have a walk-around lanai on our home that gets water on it when it rains, and the floor isn't sloped, so it's standing water. And so we're trying to figure out a way not only to help make a slope, but something that's a waterproof floor that we can put on there to prevent our wet lanai.
So what's the lanai made of now? What's the floor now? Is it concrete?
It's plywood with waterproof paint.
Okay. So if you want something that's really super durable on that floor and you want it to be completely waterproof, I would recommend fiberglass. We very often use fiberglass when we build waterproof decks, like, for example, that might be on a second floor where there's living space below. it's kind of like hand crafting the hull of a boat, you know, across that deck surface, because you make it very much the same way. You put in fiberglass and resin in varying layers, and the pros will just make it so it's almost like one complete piece, and then it can have an abrasive finish on it so that nobody slips or anything like that. So that's a really super durable way to create a deck that you can walk on, push furniture around on, and not have to worry about it breaking through or ever leaking.
And then there's a way to make it slope.
Right. So what you would do before you did the fiberglass is you would probably put a second layer of plywood over there, and you would build it up using what's called sleepers, which are sort of like long shims to kind of create the pitch first. And then once you had the pitch established with the wood, you would cover it with fiberglass. And that would actually go up under a bit of the siding where it attaches to the house so that it gives you a complete waterproof seal.
Perfect. What a great idea. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, Nancy. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find the best local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app today.
And just ahead, squeaking floors are one of life's little annoyances, but hey, do they signal a structural problem below? We're going to have the answer, plus step-by-squeaky-step tips to make them go away for good.
Live in a Money Pit.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from PaveStone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from PaveStone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan. You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night, and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the right pro for any kind of home project. You can also reach us by submitting your question on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, to find top local home improvement pros to help with any home project, just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from PaveStone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit PaveStone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call right now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Bruni in Alaska who's looking for some planting help in Alaska. Some cold plants, I guess. Fake ones. Welcome, Bruni. How can we help you?
We have a very narrow swath of grass, which is actually just moss and tall weeds. Like, can't quite tell what kind of weed it is. And there's no grass growing. It's just moss and it's damp. It's on the north side of a building and it's just at the edge of the deck. So
okay.
It virtually gets no sun ever. I think it's crab weed, I think it's called, or some kind of a ferocious weed that grows uncontrollably.
Okay.
So I was wondering if you could make any suggestions what else I could grow there.
Well, the key here is to understand what hardiness zone that your area of the country is in. And anybody that lives in Alaska is pretty hardy by my book, but there are actually hardiness zones there. And taking a look at the U.S. Department of Agriculture's site, Leslie, what zone does it look like she's in?
It looks like Anchorage is placed in the 3B, 3A zone, which would put you in the minus 40 to minus 30 degree temperature zone. So that kind of gives you an idea of what hardiness of plant or grass that you would need to sustain, you know, those temperature swings.
And if you go to thealmanac.com, which is the website for the Old Farmer's Almanac, they actually have a guide there that has all of these plants listed by hardiness zone. So there are actually quite a few plants that will survive, believe it or not, in that hardiness zone. And they're all listed there in a directory on the Old Farmer's Almanac. So I think that would be a good source for you. Gives you lots of options on what you can do with that space based on that hardiness zone and, of course, the amount of light. And hopefully we can get something growing there pretty soon.
Thank you so much. That's very nice. I appreciate that.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right, now we've got Richard in Illinois on the line who's getting some water through the foundation. Tell us what's going on.
What it is over time, I've got a ranch house with a walkout basement. And on the walkout, when you come out, there is a retaining wall that is about 8 foot tall where it meets the house. It hasn't really separated from the house, but there is water that gets in between the retaining wall and the foundation, and then it gathers right at the bottom on a heavy rain and then seeps back into the basement. So I'm trying to figure out, the previous owner that had this house has put something in there like a caulking of some type that has gotten hard over time, and it's not slowing it down too much.
So this is a gravity situation. So let's give you a gravity solution. Let's have the drainage work with you and not against you. And by the way, you can seal this till the cows come home, and it's still going to find its way in. What you have to do is stop the water from accumulating. So on the opposite side of this retaining wall, I'm guessing that there's some runoff that goes towards the wall.
Yes, there is.
So what you're going to want to do is intercept that runoff so we don't get as much water that collects in that area. What we want to try to do is limit the amount of water that gets in that area to just direct rainfall with no runoff. That means no gutter discharge, no runoff from higher elevations. So the way we do that is first of all, examine the gutter situation and make sure there's no water dropping at the high side of this where it could work its way down. If there is, you've got to run a pipe underground to get it to a place where it's not going to interfere with leakage into the basin. Secondly, in terms of intercepting the runoff, what you could do is install something called a curtain drain, Richard. It's a rather simple drain that you might construct yourself. You dig a trench that's about 12 inches deep and 12 inches wide. You put some stone in that trench. Then you put a perforated pipe on top of the stone, surround it with more stone, lay a piece of filter cloth across the top, and cover it with soil. So when it's all done, it's invisible. And the end of that drain that you just installed should exit the daylight somewhere. So you need to figure out the best way to do that based on the configuration of your yard. What that will do is it'll intercept the water that's coming down from higher elevations. It'll fall into that trench, come up into the pipe, and then run around the house as opposed to collecting in that particular corner. If we can keep the water from collecting in that area, you will probably be just fine because it's rare that just direct rainfall accumulates enough water to actually leak in the house. It's almost always the runoff from gutters and from drainage.
Right. Well, and needless to say, I'll probably have to do some get rid of some landscaping because it's got some little green bushes there along that wall as well. So
yeah, and that's a good point, because sometimes you can make the problem worse by having landscaping that traps water. So just think in terms of water control here, not in terms of trying to seal that water out, and I think you'll be in good shape.
Well, squeaking floors are one of life's little annoyances, but they rarely signal a structural problem below. Now, the actual sound stems from one or a combination of two sources here. Either loose floorboards are rubbing together, or the nails that hold down the floor are squeaking as they move in and out of their holes.
That's right. And fortunately, squeaks can be about as easy to fix as they are to find if you know what to do. Now, the solutions for both cases is to basically resecure the floor to the floor joists below. Now, how you do this depends on the floor covering.
That's right. Now, for floor squeaks under carpeting, the best solution is to always remove that carpet and then use hardened drywall screws to hold the floor in place by driving one next to every nail in at the floor. Now, the screws will never pull out, so they're much better than nails at stopping those squeaks. It's also smart to do this if you're replacing a carpet anyway. This way you can stop squeaks even before they're happening.
Fixing squeaking hardwood floors is a bit trickier than fixing a carpeted floor, but the principles are pretty much the same. You need to locate the area of the squeak, and then you can use a stud finder to locate the joist below. And once you've identified the joist, you want to screw the floor down in this area, but you're going to use a type of screw called a trim screw. Now, it's hardened like the drywall screws, but it has a really small head, kind of like a finish nail, so it's easy to fill the hole with wood putty.
Yeah, guys, you know, squeaky floors might be one of life's little annoyances, but they are easily kept under control. For a complete guide on how to fix your floor squeaks under carpeting, hardwood, tile, or vinyl, check out MoneyPit.com. Now we're going to North Carolina, where Reba is dealing with a spider problem. Blah, what's going on?
I have moved into brand new set of apartments, and there are just spiders everywhere. But they have a lot of mulch around our apartments, and where they've planted new flowers and stuff. But they are some tiny spiders, and that are little black spiders, and then there's brown spiders that are as big as quarters. They're the fastest spiders I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, boy. And the brown spiders that are as big as quarters, they sound like brown recluse spiders, which can bite. So those we don't like at all.
Right. But I have tried. I bought stuff from Lowe's. I've sprayed all kind of stuff all inside my house and all around the outside, but they're impossible to get rid of.
So I hate to say this, but have you considered hiring a professional? I know you're probably saving some money, but whenever I hear somebody is buying lots and lots of pesticide, spraying it inside the house and spraying it outside the house, I'm kind of the opinion that by the time you do all that, you've exposed yourself to so much excess pesticide that you would have been better off just having a pro come in, because they can buy stuff that you can't buy. Plus, they're specifically trained on where to put the insecticide, how much to put. And also, the insecticides today are very specific, and they remove only the insects that they're supposed to remove, and they don't remove the beneficial insects that you want to leave behind. So if you're having that much of an infestation, I would stop shopping for my own pesticide and call a pro and have them treat the house. And once you get the populations down to where they're manageable, kind of more normal, then you could try to use some of those other products just on a maintenance basis. Does that make sense?
It sure does. But here's the only question. When everybody else is having the same problem and the mulch is all around the whole entire neighborhood, it's just me spraying going to help? Is it going to stop it?
Well, yeah, it'll create sort of a barrier around your place. But let me ask you, is this a apartment you rent, or is this a townhouse? What's the form?
This is like they've just built this whole neighborhood of new apartments. There's like 43 apartments.
So they're rental apartments?
Yes.
Okay. So if you get the exterminator out there and they tell you that you've got something like a brown recluse spider there, and you bring that to the attention of the rental agent, I think you'd give them plenty of reason to treat the whole apartment complex and not, you know, ignore them until the point where people and kids start getting bitten.
Okay. I thank you for your information.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT, presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the best home service pros in your area. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. coming up. Even if you drink purified or bottled water, we still use tap water to cook, to bathe, to clean. So we're going to have some tips on how you can find out if your tap water is clean and safe after this. 888 Bonnie Pitt. You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where home solutions live. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So, Leslie, this weekend I decided to solve a problem that's been annoying me kind of all summer long. We live on a corner, and the backyard has a street that goes to a dead end, and there's really no houses behind us. So aside from my neighbor and I, there's really no other reason to go down this dead-end street. But what happens is people that come to our area for the summer don't realize it's a dead end, and they head down there at full speed, and then you see the lights, the brake lights light up the whole neighborhood when they figure out they're about to drive into the woods. So what do they do next? Well, they decide that my beautifully manicured lawn with sprinkler heads is the perfect place for them to back into to turn around. And I'm like, look, you can use my driveway. You can use my neighbor's driveway. You don't have to back across the lawn. It's really not necessary. But that message wasn't getting through. So I decided I would put up a picket fence, decorative picket fence, to kind of say, please don't back up over my lawn. Now, I was looking at the vinyl fences, but I've always had a problem with the vinyl fence designs, the early ones, because I think they look blocky. You know what I mean? Like the shape of the post and the shape of the pickets, it looks like oversized, almost like balloons. You know, it doesn't really look like real wood. But I found a line just by chance at Home Depot. Actually, it was online at HomeDepot.com. I thought, you know, this could work. And once I got this and I put it in, I was really impressed with it. So the manufacturer was called Zip. And the way it works is that the posts come with a steel pipe. There's a steel pipe that's about half the size of a post, and you drive the steel pipe into the soil first, and you level the pipe. Once you do that, the post slips over it tight, and it's not like a big 4x4 or 5x5 post. It's more like a 2x4 or 2.5x4, and so you only have to level it in one direction, right, because the post has a little bit of wiggle room from side to side. So you put that post in.
Do you secure that post at all with any cement or anything?
No. You don't have to. So you drop the post, the vinyl sleeve fits over the steel pipe, you pin it together with a couple of screws, and then you work off that first level post. You add some like brackets, like U-shaped brackets, like a miniature like Tico bracket, like from framing, and you basically drop the sections in, and you put another post and go down the line. My son and I put in 36 feet of fencing in probably about 2 hours. And it was so easy. It was secure. It was solid. It looks fantastic. And like I was saying at the beginning, this picket fence looks more like wood than most vinyl fences. So well done to the folks at Zippity. I thought the design was really smart and engineered well. So it wasn't sagging. You know, it really locked together nicely. And even those side rails that hold the pickets in place, they were sort of like, they were like reinforced. Like the pour of the mold on it was like, had like a grid design to it. So you didn't see it, but inside, engineering wise, it was really strong. So good job, and definitely recommend it.
Now, hopefully people do not back into the fence.
I hope not. Yeah, I'm kind of counting on that. If they decide to plow over the fence, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Now we've got Jan in Iowa on the line, who is dealing with a concrete patio that has some carpeting issues. What's going on?
We purchased our condo as a retirement home with a patio, an outdoor patio, with indoor-outdoor carpeting already installed on it. And we think it's awful. It's discolored and stained, and we want to remove it. We need to know the best way to get it up off the concrete, and then we would like to know what to use as something that could improve the appearance of the concrete, because we know it's going to probably have bits of glue and who knows what that's adhering to it, and it won't be attractive.
Yeah, it's a very time-consuming, messy job to rip up indoor-outdoor carpeting that's been glued down. So let's just assume that that's the case, and you'll get off as much as you can, but there'll still be some black rubber backing and other bits of glue that's still stuck there. So it is difficult to decide what to do with that. I would tend to think that the best thing to do might be to cover it. And what you could do is you could take a brick paver and basically assemble pavers right on top of the patio. Now, that will raise it by about an inch and a half to 2 inches, but it will look beautiful, and you won't have to worry about any movement in the brick pavers because you have a solid piece of concrete underneath.
All right. So once the carpet is off, then the brick pavers could be installed over the concrete.
Yep, right on top of the concrete. You can. There's lots of different styles and colors, and they're all modular, and they fit together like puzzle pieces.
We'll do that.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, we're fortunate here in the U.S. to have some of the cleanest water in the world, but that doesn't guarantee that your water is safe. Now, water contamination can't be seen, smelled, or tasted, but it's easy to find out for sure because you can easily test your tap water.
Now, the first thing you want to do is contact your water provider. They are required by law to make test results available to consumers, and the report's going to detail the water testing results of your area. And even if they come back clean, do note the testing data and the results, because if it's been more than a year or so, you might want to take a few more steps to make sure your water's still safe.
Now, next, you're going to hire an independent certified lab to test your tap periodically, and this can be done for as little as $30 and covers threats ranging from lead to pesticides to bacteria and radon. And there are also a number of DIY kits out there, but be cautious if the free kit comes with a hard-charging salesman. That's not the best way to really learn what's in your water, because the testing company has an obvious conflict of interest. They want to help you do something.
You know, and I've seen that a lot. It really bugs me that a lot of the quote-unquote free kits are basically a sales tool from companies that want to sell you water treatment equipment. So you got to make sure you're getting independent expert advice. Now, if contaminants are found, you need to treat the water, but only as necessary, and there are wide ranges of water treatment products out there, from something as simple as a filter pitcher to whole house systems that are installed at the main water valve where the water comes into the house first.
Remember, you can call us anytime, 24/7, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, wood floors are beautiful, but they're not always the best choice in damp locations like bathrooms, laundry rooms, or even basements. We're going to have an overview of what will work coming up.
You live in a money pit.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecuing has left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, we found a great solution called Sunday.
Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out.
With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need.
Get started on a better-looking lawn at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one?
Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Now we've got Tom in Alaska on the line, who's dealing with a roofing problem. Tell us what's going on.
I have a rafter or a truss. In this case, they're 9 by 3.5.
Right.
Inches, 9 inches by 3.5 inches, 32 inches on center. Now, on top of that, I have 2 by 6 tongue and groove wood. Now, on top of that is where the insulation goes, and the insulation currently is some kind of, it's all one piece. It's 2 inches or 2.25 of a yellow foam with about 3/8 of an inch or 1/2 inch of some kind of, I don't know, it's it crinkles. It can be broken off with your fingers. And then on top of that, connected to it is what looks like roofing paper.
Right, probably tar paper. Okay,
right.
So what you're describing is a cathedral ceiling with a sandwich-type roof structure above it. So in other words, typically in a ceiling, you would have the insulation in between the rafters. Because your rafters are part of the architectural beauty of the home, the insulation is actually stacked on top of the rafters, kind of on the roof shingle side almost.
Right.
And that's not unusual in that type of home. It ends up creating a bit of a deeper fascia at the front edge because of the amount of material you have there. But it's a good, sensible way to insulate that style home. So what's your question about this? Are you having problems with it?
I would assume that that's only about R19, if that.
It can depend on what exact materials are being used. And you're right, it's probably not enough. And so your question might be, how do I make that better?
Right. And I was thinking of putting something on the inside, which I will lose the visual effect. But I thought if I put a little furring strip or something on the inside, put in a blown-in rigid foam.
Well, if you put in blown-in, that's going to totally mess up the appearance of those rafters. It's hard to do that neatly. So what you might want to think about doing is adding some rigid foam insulation inside the ceiling in between the ceiling rafters, and then some other type of wood paneling over that, so that when you look up, it appears that you're looking at the underside of the roof still. You understand what I mean?
Right.
So you can even use like a tongue and groove thin pine paneling that's like, 3/8 or 1/4 inch thick, but have that cover the insulation. And that would still give you the appearance, even though you're losing a little bit of depth, you might be able to pick up a fair amount of additional insulation. Well, Tom, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you just love the look of wood floors and want them in areas that can be prone to a lot or even a little bit of water, hardwood is probably not the best choice. We've got some better options.
That's right. Now, if solid hardwood gets wet, it can swell and buckle. And once that happens, there is no going back. There's a new waterproof flooring option on the market that can deliver the look of real hardwood without the risk of water damage. And it's called Engineered Vinyl Plank, or EVP. Now, the nice thing about EVP is that it's totally and completely waterproof. It can stay wet for an extended period of time. So wet mopping, bathroom splashes, and pet accidents will not damage that kind of floor.
And don't be confused by its name, guys. This is not your mom's vinyl. EVP combines the comfort and waterproof features of standard vinyl with the quick and easy installation of laminate. And EVP comes in lots of high-end styles that capture the authentic grain, color, and even the texture of real hardwood. They look amazingly like the hardwoods that inspire their design.
You know, it's funny. We say it's not your mom's vinyl, but in my case, it is my mom's vinyl because I put it down in her house.
You did, didn't you?
I did, and it looks good. You know, we were looking for a product that would work well in her kitchen, and I wanted to make sure it could handle, you know, chairs that are being, like, sort of, you know, scuffed in and out from under a kitchen table, and it worked great, and it's been down for months now, and I'm really, really pleased with it. And the fact that it's got truly waterproof construction means you can pretty much bring that same beauty and warmth look of hardwood to every room in your house. It's going to work in bathrooms, kitchens, it'll work in the laundry rooms, basements. It's, you know, a very rigid plank, and it kind of snaps together, so insulation is easy too. So I highly recommend it. It's very durable in terms of not being dentable, you know, if you drop stuff on it, so good for houses with kids. So look, if you're looking for a water-resistant floor, check out the EVP products. I think they've really done a great job with this.
Marlene in Minnesota is on the line. How can we help you today?
We have two aluminum-clad factory-finished garage doors, dark brown in color, or at least they were.
Okay.
And they're beginning to fade due to oxidation and sun exposure. Is there anything we can do to restore that finish?
Well, not short of painting them, because if you, when you say restore them, I mean, that would presume that there's a way to kind of bring back the luster of the original paint finish. But after years of exposure to sun, and especially those darker colors, you do get oxidation where the paint surface is broken down, and you're not going to bring that surface back. The good news is that because they're metal doors, they're fairly straightforward to paint. You want to make sure that you lightly sand the door, and then I would use a metal primer, so a good quality metal priming paint, and then whatever your top coat of paint is going to be beyond that. And if you do that right, because it's metal and it's not organic, so it's not subjected as much to expansion and contraction and certainly not moisture absorption, a good paint job on a metal door like that could easily last 10 years.
Okay, well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome, Marlene. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a minor repair or a major remodel, Home Advisor has the best local pros for every project. Download the Home Advisor app and get started today. Coming up, do you know what DIY project is fairly inexpensive and also easy to do? We're going to have the answer when the Money Pit continues.
Live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how
you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. With Home Advisor, you can see clear upfront pricing, book, and pay for over 100 everyday projects, like unclogging a drain, replacing a window, or mowing the lawn. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us now with your home improvement question at 1-888-666-3974 or post your question at moneypit.com.
All right, here's a post from Abby who writes, the water pressure throughout my house is intermittently high and low. Within a one-minute period, it goes from being very low to wonderful for maybe 6 to 8 seconds and then low again. It makes laundry take forever, washing dishes a pain, and showers less than enjoyable. Any advice on what that problem might be and how we can fix it?
You know, the one piece of information Abby's not given us here, Leslie, is the age of the house, because this sounds very much like maybe it's an older house and has some restriction in the pipes. You know, if it's a home that still has some amount, I mean, you could have all, but it's probably not likely at this point, but you'd have all or some steel pipes. What happens with steel pipes is they suffer from interior rusting and they sort of move inward towards a clog. I've taken steel plumbing apart and had, say, a 1-inch pipe, but the size of hole that the water was moving through was down to a quarter of an inch because the rust expands and pushes in.
Oh, I mean, it's amazing, and you can't tell.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she can tell.
Right, but you, like, if you were to look at the pipe, you have no idea how bad it is.
Right, it looks good from the outside. Yeah. So I think first thing we need to do here is we need to know what kind of plumbing you have, Abby, because that would be an issue. But if it's not the plumbing, then it's most likely some restriction in a valve that is partially closed. You have a restriction. What you're describing to us is a restricted water flow. It's very sensitive to anything else that comes on the house. So one fixture, okay. Second fixture, you got a problem. Well, you want one project you do right now that will guarantee to save you a bundle when it comes time to flick on the heat in your house? It's adding a smart thermostat. Leslie has info on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, a smart programmable thermostat is going to ensure that you don't play with the temperature all day, and that's going to save you some money. You can keep it at a steady temperature when you're home, keep it set to about 55 degrees at night or when you're away, and then you can have the heat come up automatically about an hour before you wake up. This way you're not going to freeze after your morning shower. Plus, smart thermostats can also sense when someone is home versus when someone is not, and then automatically move that temperature to the vacation setting when no one is around. I mean, it's so convenient and it's going to save you so much money and energy. You're really going to wonder why you didn't do it sooner.
You know, we had an offer from our gas company to basically get two free smart thermostats, and they sent me two Google Nest thermostats for free. Now, I already had two, but I figured, well, I'll take the two free ones, and then I'll gift it to someone in my family, and that's exactly what we did. So we've got new free thermostats from a utility company, and I always am amazed by that, Leslie, because as a reward for getting your business, the authorities make them provide energy efficient advice. So I guess the smart thermostat was something we had coming to us, but even if you have to pay for them, I'm telling you, I've had mine for years and I absolutely love them, and they do really make a big difference in your bill. And coming up next time on the program, did you know that kitchens are one of the most popular improvements of the fall season? There's always this big rush to get kitchens done before the holidays. So we're going to give you some tips on how to plan a kitchen remodel that will look fantastic and save you plenty of money on the project on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Scores of people missing, tens of thousands forced to flee their homes, wildfires in Oregon taking a deadly toll.
State officials say they're preparing for a mass fatality event. In Jackson County, local officials are searching burned out houses.
To locate anybody that may have perished in the fire.
Sheriff Nate Sickler.
Around 50 individuals that, we're trying to locate.
On top of that, he's dealing with looters. Resident Kay Morgan.
There's sick people out there who are looting.
Yeah.
And they are taking our police away from what they need to do.
The amount of destruction is staggering. Lexi Solis's family came home to find nothing but rubble.
It looks so small. We're just like, how did our big life fit in this little area,
I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, search and rescue workers found three more bodies in the rubble of a Northern California wildfire, raising the death toll now to 12 there. Total deaths in the state's recent blazes now at 22. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honea says 13 people remain unaccounted for. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton on the road with Mike Pence, and he was talking about the vice president's role in the upcoming reelection effort for President Trump.
Wednesday's day-long bus tour in the greater Pittsburgh area featured scheduled events at a church and at an energy company.
Well, hello, Pennsylvania!
It also included an unscheduled stop to greet supporters along a state highway.
The road to victory goes straight through Pennsylvania, and we're going to drive it all the way to November 3rd.
The vice president, who logs many miles for the White House and the campaign, always keeps the focus on the man at the top of the ticket.
There's only one choice come November 3rd, and that's President Donald Trump.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Disney facing heat once more after for its live-action adaptation of its animated classic Mulan, filmed partially in the Chinese region of Xinjiang, where the government's allegedly committed human rights abuses against predominantly Muslim minorities. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network this past week, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says Hollywood should stop worrying about their bottom lines when it comes to the issue of human rights violations.
Disney altered the story's traditional telling to portray Xinjiang as an indelible part of China that Mulan must defend at all costs. This is crazy. This is the same company that refuses to film in certain states in America because of their pro-life policy.
Gallagher says American companies must take a moral stance on involvement with China's developing technologies if they are used to do harm to others. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Nine protesters issued trespassing summonses for marching onto a private St. Louis street where there were no trespassing signs posted back in June, a demonstration that prompted one couple to emerge from their home with guns to confront the demonstrators.
Mark and Patricia McCluskey were both charged in July with unlawful use of a weapon in a polarizing case that landed them a spot at the Republican National Convention last month. While the nine protesters have been issued summons, officials are still deciding whether to issue a charge on the citations. The McCluskeys, meanwhile, are facing felony charges by a Democratic circuit attorney. Republican Missouri Governor Mike Parsons has said that he will almost certainly pardon the McCluskeys if they are convicted. Their case is still pending in court. Patrick Foss reporting.
Ohio Supreme Court telling Kanye West no deal on his presidential campaign there. He won't be on the ballot because his paperwork was rejected by the Secretary of State. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
States left this morning over to Shanksville. Joe Biden will be there a little bit later. Why? That's where Flight 93 crashed. They've really done a great job of making that a national memorial on this 19th anniversary of those attacks. He will lay a wreath at the Flight 93 National Memorial Wall of Names. Then they'll come back out and he'll go to Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and he'll fly back. The vice president right now is in New York. He's about to speak. He is where the Tunnels for Towers is in Biscotti Park in New York City. That is adjacent to where the World Trade Center stood. Why? Because they thought because of COVID-19, they say it was the Memorial Museum's decision, they will not read the names. That's when Frank Siller decided, we're going to do the names, and people are going to hear their names. So that is where Vice President Pence is right now with his wife, Karen Pence. So we'll keep you up to date on what's happening. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
9/11, 19 years later, that, of course, President Bush. How, as a nation, we mark the day, and how both the president and Joe Biden will commemorate the attack in response. Where were you? And what have we learned?
Number two.
We don't realistically anticipate that we would be moving to either Tier 2 or to reopening K-12 schools, at least until after the election.
You believe this? Say it out loud, why don't you? Coronavirus and the economy. Can you believe what you just heard from Los Angeles school official about reopening schools and stores? Waiting for Election Day? Hurting kids in our country to win an election? Is this the same game plan for Cuomo and Newsom? Newsom, of course, governor of the entire state. Cuomo in charge of a state that has under 1% infected rates. They would rather hurt Trump than help us. Plus, the latest on a vaccine and the sudden optimism about beating COVID-19.
Number one.
If Bob Woodward thought it was bad, then he should have immediately gone out publicly, not wait 4 months. You know, he's had that statement for 4 months, maybe 5 months. He's had it for a long time. It was a series of taped interviews, mostly by telephone.
That is the president talking about why he spent 9 hours and 18 separate interviews with Bob Woodward and talked about his revelation that he knew the virus was serious but didn't want to panic the people. 2020, the president takes on Joe Biden and Bob Woodward with revelations from the press room and other on stage in Michigan. He decides to speak out in front of those who like him most, while the former VP actually sat down for an interview. And again, misremembered his past on trade and more. But the bigger story is what Pelosi and Schumer revealed about his agenda, that should he get elected, our country will change dramatically. Hey, should he get elected, let's focus on climate change. Wouldn't that be fantastic? And some little bit of socialism, according to Senator Markey. Wouldn't that be great? We'll talk about that, and I'll talk about 9/11 if things break. We'll cut in when the president speaks. We'll obviously take that. So, let's talk about an issue like trade. President of the United States got elected saying our trade deals are bad. TPP, which is going to be a Pacific trade agreement to counter China, Barack Obama wanted, Joe Biden was desperate to have, but Senator Schumer, to his credit, wasn't for it, and a lot of Republicans were for it, but guess who wasn't for it? Donald Trump. Donald Trump wins, TPP dies. It actually lives, but in a regional plan. So NAFTA gets redone. It's not the USMCA. Guess who signed off and pushed NAFTA? Joe Biden. Now he's coming back and saying, well, there should have been some more policing of this and some accountability. That's what George Bush 41 promised me. Got news for you. George Bush 41 tried for it, but Bill Clinton got it. And I believe, according to reports, he's a Democrat. So Joe Biden's got to deal with his past and understand he's on the wrong side of that trade deal. Cut five.
80,000 good paying jobs came back. He's lost 50,000 of those jobs since he's been president. The fact of the matter is NAFTA was not the deal that was sold. When Bush said we were going to have enforcement mechanism in NAFTA, they didn't do it. That's why after it passed and he did not insist on that, I was against NAFTA and we tried to begin to change it because it didn't keep the deal that was made. There was none. The enforcement mechanisms were abandoned.
It's called mechanisms. But, Joe, Bill Clinton is the one that didn't put the enforcement mechanisms in. He won. Sadly, he beat George Bush 41. And he knew the economy was turning around. He won the Persian Gulf War and helped disassemble the Soviet Union. So, the USMCA affects dairy farmers. Who's in dairy farmers? They tell me Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. Right away, because of the Canadian deal. When it comes to auto manufacturing, it's really going to affect Michigan. Now, Joe Biden saying that was for NAFTA. Really? There goes manufacturing. Now your big thing is bring back all these businesses by upping the corporate tax. You can't do that. These businesses have investors and they have shareholders that want them to make the maximum money. So give them a reason to come back. Now, look, I think that the President Trump has got to get more of these businesses back because he did what they asked. That's where he's vulnerable. He's not vulnerable on bringing businesses back, because that's all he ran on. That's all he's doing. Maybe that's why you're stealing it. But for Joe Biden to eliminate himself from the NAFTA discussion that he voted for and supported, as if we don't have the tape of 2007 when he defended NAFTA, cut four, cut six.
Well, it doesn't agree with me. See, my problem is I voted for NAFTA. NAFTA in my state created more jobs than it lost jobs coming out of my state. And you can argue that on balance, it probably created more American jobs than it lost. It goes to your point about there was dislocation. Some jobs got lost. Some jobs got created. But again, NAFTA wasn't the problem.
Man, he sounds totally different there, doesn't he? He sounds so crisp. Can answer questions without thinking. Just says what's on his mind rather than winding up and forgetting consonants or vowels. And I'm not making fun of him. I just don't want a president that's at least going, has everything together. If you're going to pursue an agenda, no one ever questioned Barack Obama or Bill Clinton or George Bush 41's intellect. They called him weak. They called 43 dumb. Joe Biden never was whip smart, but he was sharp. He was sharp there in 2007. Here's Joe Biden admitting on CNN that the trade deal that Robert Lighthizer and President Trump came up with better. Cut seven.
But doesn't he deserve some credit for that? It's better. The USMCA is better than NAFTA.
It is better than NAFTA. I'll tell you what we did do. We inherited the greatest recession short of a depression.
Right. I'll bring up something that doesn't matter. That makes a lot of sense. So, great. Here's Donald Trump. He watched some of that interview on Air Force One. Cut eight.
And they said, which is better, NAFTA or the USMCA? He said, no, the USMCA. And Tapper goes, what? Couldn't believe it. Said the USMCA. He made a mistake. From his perspective, he made a mistake. Because he doesn't know what's going on. Even though he's right, he doesn't know. They were a little surprised to hear that. They gave him a few chances. Let's ask that question again.
We have a lot more to talk about. All I can tell you is this. I know the polls. We all look at the polls. Remember 2016. We know that there's a hit book from Mary Trump out. There's a hit book from Mike Cohen out. Peter Strzok is basically a hit book on the president of the United States as he's compromised to Russia. Now we know about Bob Woodward's book. That's just now. I mean, that's just out now, let alone 6 months ago, 2 years ago. Oh, within 6 months, that Wolf book came out. We know that. This is the second book from Bob Woodward. First one's Fear. This is Rage. You could tell they're not complimentary. And I think the president, I understand the president wanted to, probably should have spoke to him once, taped it, and that would be it. But he spoke to him 18 times. Probably a mistake, but it shows the confidence the president has in himself. There's only one candidate who gets crowds like that. There's only one candidate who goes to Michigan, sells out. The one who goes to Florida, sells out. Goes to North Carolina, sells out. Three sellouts in 2 days. I know he's trailing in those states, supposedly, according to most polls. It's just there's something different from what I'm seeing in the polls, what I'm hearing in the media, and what's happening on the ground. Morgan Ortegas joins us next. We'll talk about 9/11, what it means to her. We're also going to talk about the drawdown of troops in Afghanistan 19 years later and in Iraq and what it means. She has great perspective on what's happening from the State Department and as a warfighter. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. But your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. As a result of this bankruptcy, a victim's compensation fund is being set up that may be worth over $1.5 billion. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323. And talk to one of the compassionate counselors for more information and to see if you may qualify. Your call is completely confidential. Call 800-755-3323 today. Sponsored by Mark J. Byrne and Partners, LLC.
Hiring the best people can transform your business and help take it to another level. Indeed can certainly help you find those talented people. We have nearly three-quarters of all job seekers in the U.S., according to ComScore, and smart tools to help you find the best candidate for you. Indeed also provides flexibility to only pay for what you need and won't lock you into any long-term contracts. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This is Fox on Justice. $1 billion could buy you a lot of Big Macs. $1 billion, or close to it, is the super size of a lawsuit against McDonald's, filed in Chicago by 52 former franchise owners, all of them African American. The lawsuit is all about location. They claim black owners aren't awarded the same quality locations as others. Instead, they're given franchises in lower-income minority neighborhoods where costs are higher for things like insurance and security. They say the difference in revenue from a good location to a struggling one can be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And as a result of what they describe as discrimination, many franchise owners have failed over the past few years. McDonald's says it categorically denies the allegations, says it works extra hard to promote and support black-owned franchises, and was one of the first corporations to come out in support of the Black Lives Matter movement following the death of George Floyd. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1969.
We find ourselves rich in goods, but ragged in spirit, reaching with magnificent precision for the moon, but falling into raucous discord on Earth.
I have decided to order the immediate redeployment from Vietnam of the division equivalent of approximately 25,000 men.
At the inquest, I responded as completely and as truthfully as I could to the questions that were put to me by the judge as well as the district attorney.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. I'm going to step off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
Military Matters.
In its 2019 report to Congress, the Pentagon said China had the largest navy in Asia. Now, it's bigger than the U.S. Navy. That, according to the Pentagon's new military assessment of China.
We may face eroding competitive military advantage.
Chad Sabraja is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for China and spoke to the American Enterprise Institute.
It is likely that China will seek to build a military that is equal to, or in some cases superior to, the U.S. military or the military of any other great power that China perceives as a potential threat.
In the past year, the Defense Department says China has added to its stockpile of intermediate-range ballistic missiles. The new report says China will double its nuclear warheads over the next decade. U.S. intelligence says China has roughly 200 nuclear warheads right now. The U.S. military has roughly 3,800 and plans to deploy land-based intermediate-range missiles to the region after leaving the INF treaty with Russia, which barred the U.S. from having missiles in this range. For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Let me bring in Morgan Ortegas. She used to be here helping us out on the show when she worked with Fox. Now she's doing something much more important, working for the State Department as one of the key spokespeople and aides to the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and she joins us now. Morgan, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. Good to talk to you 2 days in a row, Brian.
Wow, it's unbelievable. Now, your boss, Secretary of State, is where?
So he is probably getting close to Doha. He took off last night, had to refuel in Europe, and now he's headed to Doha and is probably landing soon.
Will he be meeting with Taliban and Afghan government officials?
Yeah, so what you'll see happening tomorrow morning, which will be very early U.S. time, you'll see he will be leading at 9:30 in Doha. So I think that's like 3:30 in the morning on the East Coast for us. He will be taking part in the opening ceremony of what we call intra-Afghan negotiations. And so this is where you have a very historic moment where we're trying to get to peace. You'll have members of the government of Afghanistan, of the Taliban, of civil society, women, et cetera, and, of course, the United States trying to get together to end America's longest war.
So the one thing that you know better than most is that the Taliban can't be trusted. They hate women, music, kites.
Yep.
Basically about 10% of the population likes the Taliban, yet they got the guns and they have the money. How do we successfully deal with a country like or an organization like that?
Well, it's incredibly tough, as you just laid out. And, you know, listen, Mike Pompeo, before he was Secretary of State, was a CIA director. And he worked on these issues on the Hill as well when he was a member of Congress. So there's no pulling any wool over his eyes. He knows exactly who he's dealing with. But he also has to look at the mission set out by President Trump, his boss. And that is, you know, today, it's a pretty historic day. Obviously, we're looking at 19 years ago. Today, we were attacked on 9/11, you know, by terrorists. And here we are 2 decades later, still engaged in Afghanistan. And so Secretary Pompeo got together with the DOD and people like General Miller, who's our lead commanding general in Afghanistan and is one of the most just prolific, impressive generals that we have in the United States. It all means incredibly impressive. And we know there's no way to militarily end the war. So what we have been doing over the past year and a half is taking the president's mandate to try to get to these peace negotiations that we're starting today. Tomorrow, excuse me. But as you said, they're going to be incredibly hard. They're going to be complicated. Getting people, if you look at the history, throughout history, right, since the beginning of time, if you look at the end of conflicts, especially when you have are trying to bring together an insurgent group and a government and trying to get the insurgent group to lay down arms and the government to come together and have peace, this is the hardest stuff that we do in diplomacy. It's not easy. It's going to take time. But I think that we have the advantage of when we come to the negotiating table, when Mike Pompeo and Zamy Khalilzad, our ambassador from the Bush administration and our special representative to Afghanistan, when these guys sit down at the table, they're sitting down and people know that President Trump means what he says.
No, that's true. But Morgan, what if they say, tear up your constitution? We want Taliban. We want to start with our own constitution. What if the Taliban insists on that?
Say that one more time.
What if the Taliban insists on telling the Afghanistan government the only reason we'll deal with you is if you tear up your constitution and put the old one in?
Yeah, so if you look at their announcement yesterday, we were encouraged, at least when they talked, when everybody made announcements, the U.S., Qatar, government of Afghanistan, Taliban. When the Taliban made their announcement yesterday, we were encouraged that it did not include, you know, any of the demands that would be all over the place. There's going to be, listen, you and I can sit here and go through 100 issues that are going to be fraught and hard. But the thing that we have to remember, and the secretary stressed this yesterday, and we'll stress this in person to them. You know, I've been with the secretary numerous times when he has met with the Taliban and with Ghani and Abdullah and all the leadership in the Afghan government. And the secretary is going to demand on making sure that women's rights are represented, that the will of the Afghan people is represented in these negotiations.
I hope so. Yeah.
So we are by no means going to hand over
the perilous things
that we fought for.
Morgan, I want to get you to Iraq. This is what General Jack Keane said about what is happening in Iraq with the drawdown.
the prime minister from Iraq welcome some slight withdrawal of troops to help him politically in the country. This prime minister is the first of the three that has been elected by the people that has had the courage to stand up to the Iranians, and he's pushing back. So we need to reinforce him politically, and one of the ways to help him politically is to keep a small military force there that's also assisting the Iraqi security forces. And they don't want us to leave because they have an ISIS threat that's still there. It's a modest investment with a long-term payoff for the United States and the security of the American people.
So he feels optimistic that this drawdown helps the prime minister. Your thought?
Yeah, so, well, first of all, I love and adore and respect Jack Keane. He's just one of my favorite people on the planet. He's amazing.
I agree.
And he and the secretary are close as well. But I think General Keane hit the nail on the head there, is that what we're looking to do is twofold. And you and I talked about this on Fox and Friends yesterday, is we're looking to for the maturity and the sophistication of the Iraqi security forces to make sure that they, through the training and the equipping that we've done, can handle the threat from ISIS or any terrorist or insurgent group. We'll obviously, that's our mission set there. And the president and the DOD have indicated that we will remain in order to continue to fulfill that mission set. But we also find it, from our perspective at the State Department, our job is the diplomatic and the economic side. And we are just incredibly encouraged by the new prime minister, Khatami. It's obviously a very young administration. But we've been able to cement a number of business deals with them. The Iraqi people were in the streets, over the past year, protesting against the previous government, protesting against nefarious Iranian influence in Iraq. And those protests bore fruit. They now have a new government. And largely, in many ways, many of the Iraqi people have rejected, the undue influence by Iran. We've choked off a lot of that influence by our maximum economic pressure campaign so that the Shia militias in Iraq don't have unlimited funds.
Gotcha.
to wreak havoc there. So it's a robust campaign.
Yeah, Morgan, best luck in both places. They matter so much to our security. Morgan Ortegas.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Tomorrow on Fox. It's a season opener for the ages on America's Game of the Week. Tom Brady and Gronk make their highly anticipated Bucks debut. In an NFC South showdown against Drew Brees.
What a throw!
Michael Thomas and the reigning division champion Saints.
Touchdown!
It all kicks off tomorrow at 4 Eastern on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Military Matters.
In its 2019 report to Congress, the Pentagon said China had the largest navy in Asia. Now, it's bigger than the U.S. Navy. That, according to the Pentagon's new military assessment of China.
We may face eroding competitive military advantage.
Chad Shabraja is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for China and spoke to the American Enterprise Institute.
It is likely that China will seek to build a military that is equal to, or in some cases superior to, the U.S. military or the military of any other great power that China perceives as a potential threat.
In the past year, the Defense Department says China has added to its stockpile of intermediate-range ballistic missiles. The new report says China will double its nuclear warheads over the next decade. U.S. intelligence says China has roughly 200 nuclear warheads right now. The U.S. military has roughly 3,800 and plans to deploy land-based intermediate-range missiles to the region after leaving the INF treaty with Russia, which barred the U.S. from having missiles in this range. For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Tomorrow on Fox. It's the season opener for the ages on America's Game of the Week. Tom Brady and Gronk make their highly anticipated Bucs debut in an NFC South showdown against Drew Brees.
What a throw!
Michael Thomas and the reigning division champion Saints. It all kicks off tomorrow at 4 Eastern on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
When Richard Nixon resigned the presidency on August 9, 1974, Vice President Gerald Ford took the oath of office administered by Chief Justice Warren Burger in the East Room of the White House.
Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here, the people rule, but there is a higher power. By whatever name, we honor him, who ordains not only righteousness, but love, not only justice, but mercy. As we bind up the internal wounds of Watergate, more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, let us restore the golden rule to our political process, and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
Soon there will be a small but significant change in most election surveys, including our Fox News surveys. We've been measuring views of registered voters. After Labor Day, we'll break out likely voters as well. Here's why that distinction is important. Not everybody votes, and with the pandemic, turnout is less predictable. In 2016, around 60% of those eligible to vote ended up voting. That equals about 100 million eligible Americans not voting. When conducting election surveys, pollsters strive to identify people who will actually cast a ballot. To figure out who that is, we ask registered voters questions like, how motivated are you to vote? How interested are you in the upcoming election? How likely is it you'll vote in the presidential election on a scale of 0 to 10? And given the pandemic, how likely is it? People can only realistically answer those questions within a couple of months of the election, which is right about now. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
In radio, you're with Brian Kilmeade.
I didn't get any sense that he was distorting anything. I mean, in my discussions with him, they were always straightforward about the concerns that we had. We related that to him, and when he would go out, I'd hear him discussing the same sort of things.
Wow, and that was Anthony Fauci asked about Bob Woodward's book where the President of the United States told Bob Woodward, this stuff is bad, it's airborne, this could be deadly, and just paraphrasing. And they said, why is the President downplaying it? Well, the reason why he's downplaying it is because they don't want to panic people. And at the same time, he's got this scientist, who everyone loves, Anthony Fauci, who said what you just heard. What was the date on that, Allison? That was that was yesterday, talking about he didn't feel he distorted anything. And maybe that prompted Mark Thiessen to write his column in the Washington Post, if Trump lied, so did Fauci. Joining us now is Mark Thiessen. Hey, Mark.
Good to be with you.
Mark, people didn't realize. I mean, Trump didn't keep, it wasn't a private meeting. It wasn't a conversation with President Xi and him. He had experts around him who told him how bad it was. One of them was Anthony Fauci.
Very much so. I mean, look, first of all, when he says he knew it was more deadly than the flu, that doesn't mean that the president knew that it was going to cause the kind of death and destruction that it did. So he could have said equally, Ebola is more deadly than the flu, which is a factual thing. He was being talking about how it's a really serious virus. But nobody expected this to become something that would spread the way it did, that would shut down the economy, that would put tens of millions of people out of work, that would kill almost 200,000 people already. There's nobody, including Dr. Fauci. And I went through in my column, and you can read it on WashingtonPost.com, everything that Dr. Fauci said for the months leading up to the March 16th, when President Trump instituted the lockdown. And he was in lockstep with the president. He was saying, up to March 10th, I believe, he was saying that we're still at low risk in America. That was Dr. Fauci. He in late February, he was saying, don't wear masks. And that this is no more dangerous than you should be more worried about the seasonal flu and go get a flu shot. And don't wear masks and don't stop traveling. In early March, he said that older people who are at higher risk for the virus shouldn't go on cruise ships, but younger people, go ahead, take a cruise. So this is the man who was advising the president on what the dangers of the virus was. And so the idea that somehow Donald Trump was told in late January that this was a very serious virus and that he purposely lied and didn't take action in order and as a result is responsible for all these deaths. If you want to talk about outrageous or despicable, because that's what Joe Biden called him the other day, that's despicable.
Well, I want you to hear what Nancy Pelosi said, because basically he said he lied, he's ill-equipped, it's dereliction of duty. Pelosi made it worse. Cut 25.
He understood better than he let on when he was calling it a hoax, his delay, distortion and denial about the threat. Is responsible for many of the deaths and infections that we have today.
You think that's a responsible statement from the speaker?
Well, she's gone so far over the deep end. She criticizes President Trump for his tone. She's like everything that she criticizes, she has become. The idea that she would accuse the president of being responsible for those deaths of people is just outrageous. Here's what people don't understand about this is that, if the real problem here, if you really want to talk about it, is why did all the greatest medical minds in the country not see this danger coming? Why did it take from January until March for the medical experts to realize that this was something unlike we'd ever seen before? Because that's true. Fauci, until March, no one was advising the president to shut down the economy. No one was thinking this was going to be a once-in-a-generation pathogen. It was only in mid-March that we realized this. Why is that? It's because they've been through this rodeo before. They had SARS. They had avian flu. They had Ebola. They had swine flu. They had Zika. They had all these, terrible viruses that had outbreaks, and they were able to manage them. They saw it as, okay, here's another one. It's a serious virus. It's a threat. But, yeah, we got through SARS. We're going to get through this. No one realized that this was the kind of virus that could cause the kind of destruction that it has. And so the idea, right. if Fauci didn't know, how the hell is the president supposed to know?
Yeah,
he's not a doctor, he's not a public health expert, he's a businessman, he's the commander in chief. It's the medical experts who are supposed to tell him, how serious the outbreak is.
But do you know who helps? You know who helps the president's story? Bob Woodward. So Bob Woodward is getting some scrutiny because they said, you have this information, the president's underreacting, giving this information, you should have come forward. He said, number one, I I'm doing a book. Number two is, I looked around and Anthony Fauci wasn't doing anything different. Nobody was doing anything different than the president described. So if Fauci's not going over the top and no medical expert's going over the top, what's wrong? Why should I say something? So does Bob Woodward know more than Anthony Fauci? Do you think that Donald Trump got that information and the scientists didn't? They were the ones giving them that information. And at the time when they said President Xi has been transparent, he thought he was. So yeah, I don't know what, Mark, I don't know what you're holding back from me.
Yeah, the Chinese were lying to us. And so, first of all, after that meeting, within 48 hours, President Trump had imposed a travel ban on China. So, there in that act alone, which Biden opposed, in that act alone, he had saved thousands of lives. And then, he's talking to the Chinese and they're saying, oh, yeah, we're on top of this. It wasn't until later that we found out you know, because what they were doing is they were like suppressing the whistleblowers in China. The people who knew what was happening weren't speaking to the world. It was only later that we found out how they had mismanaged this, how they had lied about it, the fact that they had knew about, that the Chinese knew about it in mid-December, that it had human-to-human transmission and didn't tell anybody. You know, what I find amazing is that the desire to – I understand politics. I understand rough-and-tumble campaigning. But the idea that the desire to go out and blame the president for human lives being lost, when really who's responsible is Xi Jinping and the Chinese communist regime. It's like they hate Trump more than they hate China.
There's a chance that the other story's out there, and not that it really has much consequence, but I'm just curious if it ends up proving true, is that Wuhan didn't actually tell Beijing what was happening because they were afraid. So they didn't want to tell them how bad it was because they thought they were all going to be killed because that's the kind of country they have.
Yeah. But then the doctor who, you know, now he's a hero of the Communist Party, but the doctor who was the whistleblower, first they, like, arrested him.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lab in Shanghai that put out the DNA, the genome of the virus, and the head of the lab got shut down. I mean, the lab was actually closed. You know, so the Chinese were suppressing this. They're the ones who are responsible for this. You know, it's basically, look. The Al-Qaeda is responsible for 9/11, Japan was responsible for Pearl Harbor, and China is responsible for this pandemic. It's just that simple, and these are simple facts that some people can't seem to realize because they hate Donald Trump so much. Mm-hmm. They want to blame him for this. He's going to come out of this fine. He's taking a lot of heat for this like that. But you know what he's done, which still hasn't – is about to come to fruition, and he will get credit for this through history, which is that Operation Warp Speed is producing a vaccine for a novel virus faster than anyone has ever been produced in the history of mankind. The previous record for producing a vaccine, I interviewed on my podcast, What the Hell is Going On? I interviewed Dr. Mansa Slawi, who's the head of Operation Warp Speed, and he walked us through what they're doing. It's unbelievable.
Right.
The previous record for producing a vaccine was 5 years. Land speed record for producing a vaccine for a novel virus. Trump launched Operation Warp Speed in March.
Right.
We are going to have at least two vaccines filing for regulatory approval in October.
Mark Thiessen with us now.
5 months.
Right. Mark Thiessen, our guest. So, by the way, on a side note, it looks like Bill Gates, his polio vaccine that he's giving free to Africa, is causing polio. So we'll take a look at that. Keep an eye on that because everyone looks at him as some type of genius. I love what he did in computers. I don't love him in science. But I want to go over to talk about how the public feels about the coronavirus. Less than half now view the coronavirus as getting worse, down from 61% in the beginning of August. So there's a sense around the country that things are getting better. There was an all-time high in mid-July of 73% who said it was getting worse. Now, you already went over how Joe Biden said the president is a dereliction of duty and he was downplaying it. So last night, and the president's got to be ready for this in the debate, T.J. Ducklow is Joe Biden's national press secretary. He will not answer the question. Brett Baer knows that he could call President Trump xenophobic for banning China. Cut 19.
You're saying that Joe Biden was for closing down travel from China when the president did it?
Joe Biden has been clear, and I can send you the fact checks if they're helpful, Brett. Joe Biden has been clear that he was not against that travel ban.
But he was for it?
Joe Biden has been clear about this, Brett.
And he got worse from there. And he doesn't answer the question because he has no answer. Now, if his spokesperson, who rehearsed, can't answer that, what is he going to say when Trump looks at him? I know there'll be social distance, and they better not be on Zoom. I'm serious. And they'll be looking, no, I know exactly what you said. Xenophobic, that's what you called me. And you said later on you kept on having your rallies and you had your debates. You had a primary in the middle of this terrible pandemic. He's going to say you had better intelligence. No, you were getting briefed. Joe Biden's been getting briefed since he's been the likely nominee.
Yep. No, that's exactly right. And look. Point us to the statement where he said praised the president for shutting down travel with China. He said it was xenophobic. He accused the president of xenophobia when he did it. He was opposed to it when they shut down the European travel. And, you know, if we want to talk about records in dealing with viruses, first of all, why was there not – you know, we had a shortage of PPE and ventilators. Why is that? Well, according to the head of the Strategic National Stockpile, who was the head of it under Obama and Biden, they never replenished it after the swine flu. That's why the strategic stockpile was empty. They used all the PPE, and they didn't replace the PPE. The Bush administration. I wrote President Bush's speech at the end of the administration, warning about a pandemic and setting and announcing that he was starting the national stockpile. The Bush administration launched an operation to stockpile 40,000 ventilators. You know how many ventilators the Obama administration brought stockpiled under that operation?
How many?
Zero.
Okay.
Zero. They didn't do it. They the first contractor like sort of screwed up, and then they launched another contract, and it took them 3 years to pick another contractor. By the time Obama left office, none of those ventilators were there.
So turn to
Biden and say, Joe, where were the ventilators? Where was the PPE? You used it up, and you didn't replace it. That's why we were why we had these crises.
So you know the comeback to that is you collapsed the pandemic agency. What he did is what John Bolton did is folded it into the biological warfare division. He said it was a redundancy of jobs. So John Bolton is in the middle of that. So he's going to be the second time that Bolton's going to have to defend a president he clearly doesn't like. Lastly, 9/11. The more I see Bush on camera, I think he's going to get appreciated more and more the more we move away from his presidency. I know you like him a lot too, but do you think I'm on to something there, or am I just cheerleading?
No, you're on to something. Absolutely. First of all, he's more popular now than he was at any time since his presidency. What strikes me watching these ceremonies today, Brian, is how our country has changed. I mean, first of all, you and I, you know, bemoan the rise of isolationism and this endless war stuff that's coming from both parties.
I'm not for that.
We're not for that. But the other thing that has changed is I remember how much we loved the police, you know, after 9/11, what heroes they were. The people were going to stores and buying NYPD T-shirts because they wanted to show solidarity with the police. If you put on an NYPD T-shirt today, you'd be attacked. You know, the city of New York, we had to have tunnel and towers put on the ceremony because it's too dangerous to have a ceremony to read the names live. They're just going to send it by recording. I'm sorry. We've had 10,600 racial justice protests since the killing of George Floyd. So, protests to criticize and attack the police. So it's okay to have a protest to attack the police, but we can't have a ceremony to honor the police officers who ran into those towers to save lives. It's just a freaking outrage. We should remember those people every time, and it's outrage that they didn't want to put up the light show, that they had to be forced into that, and that private group had to come in and do it. But you know what? Let's remember the police today. The police officers
and the firefighters,
but the police are the ones who are under attack today. I mean, let's remember all the first responders. The police officers ran into those towers to save lives, and a lot of them never came back. And every time you want to go out and attack the police and say defund the police, that's the people you're talking about.
I get the sense that that's bottomed out. And when Al Sharpton said, who said defund the police? Those are latte liberals sitting out in the Hamptons speculating on what can help. I never said that. And I see a lot of African-Americans saying, really? I never said that. So I hope this bottomed out and hope people have the Mark Thiessen mindset on that. Mark, thanks so much. Love your columns. Great perspective.
Thanks.
Mark Thiessen, thank you. 1-866-408-7669. Back in a moment.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. But your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. As a result of this bankruptcy, a victim's compensation fund is being set up that may be worth over $1.5 billion. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323. And talk to one of the compassionate counselors for more information and to see if you may qualify. Your call is completely confidential. Call 800-755-3323 today. Sponsored by Mark J. Byrne and Partners, LLC.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Indeed knows a lot of small businesses took a hit recently and are busy trying to figure out plans for the future. So if you're hiring, it means finding the right people is more critical than ever before. Indeed will help you find the quality candidates you need while only paying for what you need. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A baby who helped his dad propose to his mom makes today's Dean's List. Little Kobe Sellers from Derbyshire, England, was born premature, weighing just 2 pounds, 9 ounces. It was a trying, emotional time for his parents, Sean Stafford and John Sellers. The couple weren't able to introduce their new son to family and friends due to the pandemic, but John had an idea to help make things brighter thanks to the nurses in the hospital. John was able to put a note in Kobe's incubator alongside an engagement ring, asking if Mummy would marry Daddy. At the same time, Kobe was able to breathe on his own, so his mom, Sean, noticed this exciting development before noticing the note and the engagement ring. John says he's not usually the romantic type, but wanted to do something to lift everyone's spirits. Congratulations to the happy couple and baby Kobe. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. So much for one and done. A 25-year-old man in Reno, Nevada, is believed to be the first person in the U.S. to become infected with COVID-19 twice. Researchers say the man first became ill in mid-April, suffering from a sore throat, headache, and stomach issues. He tested positive, but he felt better in about a week, and by early May, his COVID test was negative. But according to a new study that has not yet been published, the patient developed symptoms again on May 31st, this time adding a cough, fever, and feeling dizzy to the list. He tested positive, both for the virus and the antibodies, which is proof that he'd had the virus before. Researchers in Nevada say the patient's second infection was a slightly different strain than the first. Reinfections are believed to be rare, but cases were reported last week in Hong Kong, Belgium, and the Netherlands. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
We don't realistically anticipate that we would be moving to either Tier 2 or to reopening K-12 schools, at least through until after the election. It seems to us a more realistic approach to this would be to think that we're going to be where we are now until we are done with the election.
Exactly. Los Angeles County Public Health Director. Why does she care about elections, Dr. Barbara Ferreira? People want to know when the kids can go back to school full time, when they can stop with this hybrid stuff, when they can take protocols and allow kids to have normal lives and play sports in Los Angeles, New York, and every place else. And now we find out it's about the election, just like the president's been speculating about these liberal cities, that they might not have the best interest of the students and the country. They care more about politics. That is inexcusable. And I'd say the same thing if it was Republicans and Democrats. It is exactly what everybody thinks that the president's got ridiculed for saying. Debbie, listening in Virginia. Hey, Debbie.
Hi there. I just wanted to say, you know, every time I hear Nancy Pelosi say, you know, Trump is responsible for the deaths and because he held it, you know, kept us from panicking about it. But she was sitting there inviting people to Chinatown to go out and party when it was announced. So is she not also responsible for a whole bunch of deaths because she was inviting people to party?
Yeah, I couldn't hear that. You kind of broke up. I didn't. Did you guys?
Oh, no.
Did you say that again?
Okay, so I was saying that, you know, Close keeps saying Trump's responsible for the deaths because he kept it quiet. He tried to keep us from panicking. But then she was there inviting people to come out and party at Chinatown. Is she not also responsible for a certain amount of deaths because she was inviting people to come out and party during a pandemic?
Yes, why not? She told everyone in Chinatown when it was the most dangerous and the most virulent, she should be responsible. Yes, she has a lot of funerals to go to. And, of course, what kind of example is it that she's not wearing a mask in that salon, which she denies, even though we saw it on video. She was trapped, even though the salon owner has nothing to do with her going there. She rents out the chair. We know that wasn't the first time she got a haircut. We've been watching her. There's a professional there. And I have people that are professional, and they have told me there's no way she does that herself. And I don't believe that's her natural hair color. I have an investigative reporter on that. I'm going to put Eric Schoen on that, if I can. I can't really assign him to it, but maybe he'll do it voluntarily.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. But your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. As a result of this bankruptcy, a victim's compensation fund is being set up that may be worth over $1.5 billion. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323. And talk to one of the compassionate counselors for more information and to see if you may qualify. Your call is completely confidential. Call 800-755-3323 today. Sponsored by Mark J. Byrne and Partners, LLC.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1988. Jimmy Swaggart.
To my Lord and my Savior, I have sinned against you, my Lord.
I did not commit any crime.
Read my lips.
No new answers. Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
There was a terrible explosion, and the whole sky lit up, and it was virtually raining fire.
We must never surrender. America will get better. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. California continues to be ravaged by wildfires.
There are 28 major wildfires burning really in every corner of California. We have over 16,000 firefighters on the front lines of these fires. Several of the fires have been burning for well over a month. Now, several of them, we are close to containment, but there are still a number of others that are still continuing to grow at a very fast rate.
California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection Assistant Deputy Director Daniel Berlant says health officials are warning people about going outside because of all the smoke.
Health officials are asking people to stay indoors, especially those that are sensitive. But in many areas, especially surrounding the fires, even those that are not in sensitive groups, the air is too unhealthy to breathe. And so we're definitely asking people and urging people to stay indoors if at all possible.
President Trump in Nevada for the weekend making some campaign appearances. He's scheduled to visit California on Monday to receive a briefing on the wildfires. Over 20 people have died so far in California, Oregon, and Washington. North and South Dakota leading the nation in per capita coronavirus cases over the past 2 weeks.
Johns Hopkins University researchers say North and South Dakota have led the country in per capita cases. The states have also posted some of the country's highest positivity rates for COVID-19 tests. That's an indication there are more infections than tests are catching. The infections have been spurred by schools and universities reopening, as well as mass gathering. I'm Ben Thomas.
One person's dead after shooting at a northern Indiana mall Saturday. It sent shoppers running for safety. Police responded to a shots fired call around 3 p.m. at University Park Mall in Mishikawa, which is outside of South Bend. No suspects were arrested, and no other injuries were reported. News and analysis at townhall.com.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
The United Kingdom has struck its first major post-Brexit trade deal after signing an agreement in principle with Japan.
The International Trade Secretary, Liz Truss, said the deal promised greater benefits for digital trade and financial services and had been struck in record time. But analysts say that the deal largely mirrors existing arrangements between the EU and Japan, and that the expected boost from this agreement to GDP of 0.07% is a tiny fraction compared with what the UK stands to lose by foregoing its existing relationship with Brussels.
BBC's Darshini David. A column published in Saturday's Daily Telegraph, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson strongly defending his government's plan to override sections of the Brexit deal that he negotiated with the European Union, accused the EU of having an extreme interpretation of the treaty. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There are some 12 million Americans that are still waiting for unemployment benefits.
Some 6 months into the pandemic, millions of laid-off workers find themselves waiting to receive their unemployment benefits. States blame antiquated technology and say their staffers can't keep up with continued surge of claims, while worker advocates say these are just excuses for mismanagement and a failure to prioritize funding for upgrades. An analysis of the first 4 months of pandemic unemployment by the Century Foundation found that only about 57% of claims had been paid as of the end of July. Patrick Frost reporting.
Some 12 million, following the less-than-stellar theatrical debut of Christopher Nolan's Tenet, Warner Brothers is delaying its next big release, Wonder Woman 1984, until Christmas. The postponement of the sequel, which had been scheduled to hit theaters October 2nd, comes as Hollywood tries to lure moviegoers back into seats. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, Tommy Joe. Coming up this hour, we're going to be joined by Geraldo and the former governor of New York, George Pataki. It's going to be great. That's a governor that, remember, we used to think it was a natural. Put your ego aside. And let's do what it takes to get things done. This is 9/11. It's been 19 years since the attack, at which time it became clear that Governor Pataki and Rudy Giuliani, who I just found out today didn't really know each other that well, didn't get along great or good or bad. They just were coexisting in New York, both Republicans. And then when the 9/11 attacks happened, George Pataki had the security to say, all right, the mayor's in charge. He really understands terror. He understands crime. He understands his city inside out. I got the whole state. And remember Governor Cuomo came up with that statement that said, all Governor Pataki did was hold Rudy Giuliani's coat. And you just knew what type of person Governor Cuomo was. Now Governor Cuomo then. I think he was Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor then. After that. Now you got somebody who hates the mayor, and the mayor hates him. And guess who pays the price? New York. Guess what's not open? Almost all of New York. Guess what's dying on the vine? New York. And I'm going to add this, even though it's a national show. Something happened. Two things happened yesterday. J.P. Morgan Chase told all their people, if you can, and you don't need daycare, and if you're okay physically, we need you to come back to work. Nobody's back at work. I've told you, I'm the only one in a suit in Manhattan. I should have a dress code for Eric and make Eric judge, just because I wouldn't feel so lonely. And number two is there was a letter by 100 CEOs to Mayor de Blasio. Clean up the city. Stop the crime. Wow. Finally, get it away from people, politicians, and just talk reality. Back the cops, pay the sanitation workers, and I'll send my people back, and we'll build up your tax base. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And that was it. Just after 9/11, 19 years later, here we're looking back. How as a nation we marked this day, and how as a president and Joe Biden marking this day to commemorate the attacks and the response. Where were you? What have we learned?
Number two.
We don't realistically anticipate that we would be moving either tier two or to reopening K-12 schools at least until after the election.
What? The coronavirus and the economy. Can you believe what we just heard from the Los Angeles health director, the school official, about reopening schools and stores? We're going to wait for after the election day? Are you kidding? This is hurting kids in our country, all about election and politics. Is this the same game plan that Cuomo's playing, that Newsom does for the entire state? They would rather hurt Trump than help us. Plus, the latest on the vaccine.
Number one.
If Bob Woodward thought it was bad, then he should have immediately gone out publicly, not wait 4 months. You know, he's had that statement for 4 months, maybe 5 months. He's had it for a long time. It was a series of taped interviews, mostly by telephone.
2020, President, let's talk about this race. The president takes on Joe Biden and Bob Woodward with revelations from the press room and on the stage in Michigan yesterday, while the former VP actually sat down for an interview, and he again misremembered his past on trade. But the bigger story is what Pelosi and Schumer revealed about his agenda should he get elected. It is scary. Let's bring in Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, I thought it was very interesting to see these crowds the president's getting. You know, with this hit book from his niece, hit book from Michael Cohen, hit book from Bob Woodward, hit book from who knows who is coming up next, Peter Strzok, they're all ranked in the top 10 with all the negativity from all the major networks and newspapers, Washington Post and New York Times. Even if you don't read them, they are the most popular. You would think he'd get four people to show up at an event. What is the disconnect between the media and the people?
What a great question. I think the president's followers, his supporters, are very, very loyal. They also, I think, have a kind of bullcrap filter. They have heard so much that they know that a lot of it is false. How do they know? They've lived through Russia for 3 years. They were told their president was a traitor to the United States, a tool of Vladimir Putin, that the election of 2016 had been totally a creation of the communist or the former communist state, the Russian Federation. They've listened to the BS. They went through the phoniest impeachment you could possibly conceive of based on a lame phone call the president made to the president of Ukraine, an impeachment. For the third or fourth time in the history of the whole republic, to have a president dragged down that way. So everything that happens now is, I think, weighed, Brian, against the record, against the falsity of the charges that they have attempted to tar this man, and they have succeeded in totally harassing and hounding him during his whole first term in office, not to mention the spying and the takedown of Michael Flynn and so forth. So when something happens, even something real, I think the president, looking back, wishes he had done many things differently in dealing with the COVID-19. I know that he says he did everything perfectly, but I know him well enough to know that he wishes he had been more prescient. We all do. You know, hindsight is 20/20. We all have 20/20 hindsight. He wishes that he had acted aside from the China closure, which the Democrats refused to give him credit for, and then the European closure, which even I opposed at the time. I said it seemed premature and hasty to me. I remember clearly mistakes that I made. I look at the things that he has done right, and I applaud him for it. Right. You know, we could have used more in February. Maybe there was another week or two he could have gained on this dreadful plague. But the fact of the matter is he said what he said. Woodward reported what he said. The people in that crowd in Michigan heard what he said, and they still love him because they know that the negative spin that people are putting on what he said is weighed against what he's actually done, and he's done well, Brian.
All right, true. So I want to bring you to this. Dr. Barbara Ferrer, who's the health director for the Los Angeles County Schools, Cut 26.
We don't realistically anticipate that we would be moving to either Tier 2 or to reopening K-12 schools, at least until after the election. It seems to us a more realistic approach to this would be to think that we're going to be where we are now until we are done with the election.
Excuse me, not a vaccine, not get our rates down to 0.1%, but after the election? Is she saying out loud what President Trump has been saying out loud and getting ridiculed for, that this is about pure politics and kids and everybody listening right now are paying the price? We can't go back to our jobs. You can't go back to school. You can't play sports because my mayor's a Democrat.
I think that the rabid, as in rabid dog, nature of American politics is shameful. And I believe that the Democrats will do anything, use any means necessary to defeat Donald Trump. They will lie, cheat, and steal. Did you see the interview with the Biden press guy yesterday when Bret Baier asked him, I thought, very matter of fact, very politely, whether Joe Biden had used a teleprompter to answer some
questions? Yeah, let's let the audience hear it, Geraldo. Let's hear it. Okay. Cut 11.
Has Joe Biden ever used a teleprompter during local interviews or to answer Q&A with supporters?
Brett, we are not going to engage. This is straight from the Trump campaign.
Well, yeah, they're
point.
Using
and
it.
And what it does, Brett, is it's trying to distract the American people.
They talk about it every day. Can you say yes or no?
That's because they talk about it every day, Brett, because they don't have a coherent strategy.
Well, you have an answer. Yes or no?
Brett, they talk about it every day because they don't have a coherent argument for why Donald Trump deserves re-election, deserves 4 more years. We know that he lied to the American people. We know that he has not shown leadership during this crisis, and they are desperate to throw anything they can against the wall to try to distract from that fact.
And it went on, and he never answered the question, which shows you he did. In fact, we have that cut of Joe Biden searching for that prompter. But what is your take on that? Brett was very fair. And he was on Tim Murtaugh, too, of the Trump campaign on other things. But
I need to be pressed. I look past the squirming of the flack there, and I look to the substance of the question and the issue. It is clear that the former vice president is using teleprompters to answer questions. Using teleprompters, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You see them, those little square, opaque, they actually see through. They're genius the way they operate. So the audience, they look like a gray square, like an iPad, and from the speaker you can actually see the writing, and that's the teleprompter. They are often used and in rallies and so forth, but to use them in an interview in a way that is surreptitious, in a way that is underhanded, in the sense that it appears to the audience that that Joe Biden is answering a question that has been, the answer has been scripted, the question has been pre-planned and planted. It's the height of dishonesty. It also, I think, harkens to the debates coming up starting September 29th here in Cleveland. How is Joe Biden going to be able to answer questions? I know that he has memorized 5 or 6 responses to things. But against Chris Matthews, that memorization is not going to fly. He's going to have to think on his feet and respond in a way
Chris Wallace.
Is sharp and cohesive and lucid. President Trump demonstrated again last night at that rally in Michigan he's very clever. He's charismatic. However you feel about him politically, he's got a flamboyant popularity and magnetism that I think the vice president does not. And if I expect, Chris asks them both tough questions with even tougher follow-ups, I think it'll be to the vice president's disadvantage.
And just so you know, Mike McCormick, who is his stenographer at the White House, and he is pro-Trump. He says that the Joe Biden that he was dealing with during the White House has lost a step, and he doesn't seem to have the same mental acuity he had even 4 years ago. And what we're going to see, too, is President Trump, I know he's instinctive and he won a lot of those debates. I get it. But he can't just say you're against fracking. And Joe Biden says, no, I told said 3 weeks ago I'm for fracking. He's got to say 6 months ago you told Dana Bash this. 11 months ago you said this. And then you also said you told a young girl fossil fuels will be White House. So I don't care what you said 3 weeks ago. We already know what you're going to do. It's got to be, he has to have a little bit of preparation to it. And then after, if he can, the president can tie for 20 minutes, he wins the rest, because you watch Biden visibly fade on stage.
He's it's funny. I saw that Britt Hume just got his contract renewed.
I was against
years.
That. I'm an anti-Britt Hume guy from day one.
I saw you picketing.
Yes.
I saw that Britt is a month older than I am. So what that means, he is 7 months younger than he's 7 months younger than Joe Biden. I'm 8 months younger than Joe Biden. But I think both Britt and I we still have kind of a snap in our
sure.
brains. The engine still fires on all the cylinders. I hate to say this about Joe Biden, because I'm sure he's a decent guy, but when he is confronted by questions about his son Hunter, I know we all, you're only as happy as your unhappiest child. I'm a father of 5. I understand how defensive I get when anyone questions anything my children have done. When they bring up Hunter and where's Hunter and the money that Hunter received, I think Joe Biden is going to be in a very, it's a fluster creating conundrum. I'm sure that the president will exploit that
right away.
But on the other hand, as we're seeing with the Bob Woodward book, my God, you can't have more credible, allegations or controversial issues than Woodward has uncovered with the tape and everything else. But you're going to see how he easily slips away. He's like he rope-a-dopes for a while, and then he's out. Then he's jabbing again. And I don't think Biden has that kind of faculty. I don't think Biden has that kind of nimbleness. We'll see.
Hey, watch Geraldo's special on Fox Nation this weekend. It is really excellent, and it just also reminds me of all the different stories that we've been through, even together, let alone what you did before you met me. A lot of people think I helped your career and really am responsible for your success, and I go, no, he was doing something before he got here. I just didn't know what. So it's all
interesting. We all come from the same place, within 5 miles of each other. So
you're just a lot cooler with a better body. Geraldo, thanks.
Anyway.
Thanks so much, Geraldo.
All right, buddy.
1-866-408-7669.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. But your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. As a result of this bankruptcy, a victim's compensation fund is being set up that may be worth over $1.5 billion. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323. And talk to one of the compassionate counselors for more information and to see if you may qualify. Your call is completely confidential. Call 800-755-3323 today. Sponsored by Mark J. Byrne & Partners, LLC.
Hiring the best people can transform your business and help take it to another level. Indeed can certainly help you find those talented people. We have nearly three-quarters of all job seekers in the U.S., according to ComScore, and smart tools to help you find the best candidate for you. Indeed also provides flexibility to only pay for what you need and won't lock you into any long-term contracts. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
This is Fox on Justice. Most Americans who know about the 1994 Rwanda genocide know about it because of the movie Hotel Rwanda.
How can they not intervene? Hundreds of thousands are dying.
Don Cheadle played the hotel manager Paul Rusesabagina, who was credited with saving more than 1,000 people. He was praised and honored worldwide for his actions. President George W. Bush awarded him the Medal of Freedom. He had been living away from Rwanda, including in Texas, and became a vocal critic of Rwanda's president, Paul Kagame. Calling him a dictator. Paul Rusesabagina has been arrested on terror charges and returned to Rwanda in handcuffs. The government says he's a leader and sponsor of violent extremists, and there was an international arrest warrant for him. He's denied the charges. It's believed more than 800,000 people were murdered in the Rwanda genocide. The Kagame government claims Rusesabagina was no hero, that he took money to protect people in 1994. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
House Call for Health. We now know that even superheroes can get colon cancer and can die from it. We know that because of Chadwick Boseman, star of Black Panther, who died after a four-year battle with the disease. Colorectal cancer is the third most diagnosed cancer in America, and it's a growing threat to younger adults, and especially African Americans. But it can be treated. Dr. Rashini Raj is a gastroenterologist at NYU Langone Medical Center in New York. She tells Fox and Friends the difficulty is that many people with colon cancer have no symptoms until the disease is advanced.
You should really speak to your doctor about when is the appropriate age to get screened. In fact, in 2018, the American Cancer Society lowered the age of screening to age 45 because we are seeing an increase in younger people getting colon cancer, which is tragically what we saw in this case.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Alan Lomax, who died in 2002, was an American folklorist and musicologist. Lomax was involved in the archive of folk songs at the Library of Congress and a pioneering oral historian who recorded the early story of American folk artists.
Since I was 17, that was pretty close to 18 straight years. I'd been in every back alley in every little town, and I got so I wasn't feeling fresh about America. It was coming out of my ears, and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So it seemed to me that the big problem that time was to make the world feel like a world of various people speaking various languages, all about the same big human problem.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
19 years ago on this day, at this very hour on this field, 40 brave men and women triumphed over terror and gave their lives in defense of our nation. Their names and their stories are forever inscribed on the eternal roll call of American heroes. Today we pay tribute to their sacrifice, and we mourn deeply for the nearly 3,000 precious and beautiful souls who were taken from us on September 11th, 2001.
That's a little of the president's remarks that are still going now, a tribute to those who lost their lives on Flight 93. Mark Milley also spoke, I believe, at the Pentagon, and he's Secretary of the Army, and he had a great line, and we don't think enough about what happened after 9/11. And they said over 6,000 Americans have lost their lives directly due to what happened on Flight 93, on what happened at what was the Twin Towers, and in the Pentagon. Matt, listening in Arizona. Hey, Matt.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I'm sorry this is coming in so late. I've been trying to call in.
No problem.
I just thought you'd like to hear. The virus had hit our country in mid-October, and I'll tell you how I know that. We had products that had come out of either Thailand or China. We're building the solar field. We had problems with shipping. About mid-October, maybe around the 17th or so, guys started getting sick between 8 to 11 days, averaged about 9. All of the symptoms that COVID was causing is what my guys were going through, and I lost 13 guys between October and right around Christmas. About mid-November, we couldn't get supplies in at all. There's a certain liquid that we use for our batteries for safety reasons. It comes out of Thailand. Couldn't get it, period. Paid for it. Paid an extra $3 million to have it shipped. Never got it. Come to find out, Customs had all of our stuff on hold because it was reading I'm not a doctor. Some weird thing it was reading on their scanners. And then March 13th or 12th, 13th, when the president shut down travel, I'm pretty 90% sure we were the first industry to even get closed. That day we were shut down, and we haven't heard anything since.
Hey, Matt, you know, there's something going on because how the hell does New York get blasted the way we got blasted while all eyes are on the West Coast and we're looking at China and we're trying to figure out if it's going to come here and we got no cases? New York was infected. And as soon as we look west, we look over and say, wait a second. The Europeans have been coming here. The Chinese have been coming here. But why are we getting hit so bad? And some people say with a somewhat more virulent strand.
News Podcasts Network, the campaign with Bret Baier.
If we get an indication that the COVID rates are going down and at the same time see the economy sort of bouncing back up, that changes the dynamic heading into November 3rd, doesn't it? Post columnist and AEI resident fellow Mark Thiessen.
There's also the October surprise, which is Trump could walk out into the Rose Garden and say, ladies and gentlemen, Operation Warp Speed has been a success. We have a vaccine.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Covering a presidential election is a sacred trust.
And we take it seriously. We never stop working to get you the information you need.
From the caucuses to the conventions to election night and beyond.
We're there for you, uncovering the stories that shape the race,
tracking the candidates and the moments that matter most.
Because this election will decide the fate of our nation
and the future of the world.
Democracy 2020. It's in your hands. Fox News. America is watching. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to The One with Craig Gutfeld.
Kat, I know that you are not
particularly pleased with this decision to pick Kamala Harris.
Everyone keeps pointing to the fact that she was so mean to him in the debates. To me, it's not weird because you got the guy that wrote the 1994 crime bill and you have a draconian prosecutor. I think they're really a match made in heaven.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Tomorrow on Fox. It's the season opener for the ages on America's Game of the Week. Tom Brady and Gronk make their highly anticipated Bucs debut. In an NFC South showdown against Drew Brees.
What a throw!
Michael Thomas and the reigning division champion Saints.
Touchdown!
It all kicks off tomorrow at 4 Eastern on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Joe DiMaggio was named the greatest living player in a 1969 poll of sports writers. He took the great American pastime of baseball to new heights during his career and defined the term sports hero in the 40s and 50s. Jolton Joe was known for the power of his batting. After World War II, he became a national hero, and even people who didn't like the New York Yankees liked Joe. He announced his retirement in 1952.
I said last spring, I thought this would be my last year. I wish I could have had a better year, but even if I had hit 350, this would have been my last year for me anyway. You all know I've had my share of injuries and setbacks during my career. In recent years, these have been too frequent to laugh for. When baseball is no longer fun, it's no longer a game. And so, I played my last game of ball.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A girl from Illinois who saved a neighbor thanks to her superhero hearing makes today's Dean's List. 13-year-old Casey Brislane received the Girl Scouts Medal of Honor for saving Susie Schubert. The national award is given to Girl Scouts who save another person's life. Casey says she was watching TV back in early January when she started to notice the faint sound of someone yelling for help outside her family's home in the Cook County village of Harwood Heights. She ran outside and found Susie, her neighbor, wedged underneath a car following a fall. Her face was beneath a tailpipe, and she had broken an arm and twisted her legs on top of the ice. Susie says when the paramedics arrived, she was so cold they couldn't give her medication through an IV until she warmed up. Casey didn't leave her side, and Susie says she's her guardian angel. Casey, you're amazing and a true superhero. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
To the family members of Flight 93, today every heartbeat in America is wedded to yours. Your pain and anguish is the shared grief of our whole nation. The memory of your treasured loved ones will inspire America for all time to come. The heroes of Flight 93 are an everlasting reminder that no matter the danger, no matter the threat, no matter the odds, America will always rise up, stand tall, and fight back.
That's the message the president has today. in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the site where Flight 93 crashed into the ground and didn't hit the Capitol. Some have speculated it was going to hit the White House, one or the other. That's where it was heading. It was successful to hit the Pentagon, sadly, and both towers, unbelievably, they both fell. And now we found out later even the terrorists were surprised at that. It's been 19 years to the day since those attacks took place, and commemorations are happening around the country. And next year will be a big one because you really have to mark that day at 20. I cannot believe 20 years. With me right now is Shannon Bream. Shannon, where were you 19 years ago?
You know what? I was actually packing to move, and I had the TV on at the house when I was doing all the stuff. My best friend called me. She was very pregnant, and she said, "Hey, can you go with me to my doctor's appointment? It's just kind of a crazy day." And I went there with her. She went in, and the doctor came out and said to me, "Did you bring her here?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "You have to go to the hospital right now. She's having this baby." And we went to the hospital, and it was full. And they said, "Listen, this is in Florida. This happens when we have hurricanes or big emotional events. Our labor and delivery unit fills up. There was no space for her to have the baby." She was in a room with a bunch of other women, and her husband wasn't there. And so I kind of turned into her advocate to try to find a place for her to have the baby. They put her into an operating room. And Megan Hope, our granddaughter, or not granddaughter, my goddaughter, was born that day. So I remember the fear and the pain and how terrified everybody was. But I also have this beautiful memory of Megan, who turns 19 today, coming into the world that day.
Wow. And professionally, how long after that did you come to Fox?
Gosh, it was several years, probably 6 or 7 years later. So I was moving from Florida to Charlotte to take a job in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I wasn't in the D.C. or New York area when this happened. And when I moved here, to hear people's firsthand accounts of being at the Pentagon or being in New York and living through it, just a totally different experience for you guys to be in the middle of the story and to, be in the middle of the place that probably felt exceptionally dangerous that day. And to lose people that you knew and to watch it happen, I'm just so moved by the stories of people who are even closer to it. And to watch your city under attack, I can't imagine how that must have felt.
Yeah, but it was amazing, though, too. I was just saying the difference between the pandemic and this attack. With the pandemic, the city's still flat on its back. I mean, no one's working. There's nobody here. Back then, people kept working, and it was not long before Wall Street was reopened. And then next thing you know, you wouldn't believe the determination and the workers to clean up downtown. It took a while to rebuild, and politics plays a role. But it was much easier. We knew who the enemy was. We knew exactly what to do, and we knew how to get the economy going. Of course, it was a lot. We knew it. It was just hard to do it. Now it's been a lot harder. But I want you to hear, John Scott just was so brilliant. And here is John Scott on that day with the both towers burning. Cut 29.
All we can do is stare aghast at these pictures at this point. You are looking at the north building of the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in Manhattan. These are coming to you live now. Debris raining down from 110 floors up. As you can see, this is a clear blue sky day in Manhattan. If this was an accident, it would be a needle in a haystack kind of accident. There was another one. We just saw another one apparently go. Another plane just flew into the second tower. This has to be deliberate, folks. We just saw on live television as a second plane flew into the second tower of the World Trade Center.
And it didn't take long for him to say it's got to have been Bin Laden. You know, he blew up the embassy. We targeted him back after that, and he hit the coal, at least his followers did. And we know everything has changed since. And it's not a coincidence, I don't think, 19 years later, we're going to announce a troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. And then we announced one yesterday about a troop withdrawal from Iraq. So, man, things have changed.
Yeah, and it's for those of us who remember that day, all of us so well, who were adults and glued to our TVs or busy working through this thing, it seems in some ways like it was yesterday, and others that it's been a lifetime ago, because I do remember what you said about how quickly things were up and running. People were determined to kind of, you know, raise their fist at this and say, we're going to get back to work. We're going to rebuild the city. We're going to show up. We're not afraid, and we're united. I think about the lawmakers who gathered on Capitol Hill to get together and sing on the steps of the Capitol, and you think, you hate that it takes something like that to break down a lot of our barriers and to help us to think about what's good for the country as a whole. And that was kind of a silver lining to that, at least briefly, that people felt united in defending America against enemies that we could all agree were terrible people. And we could be united in that. And it's hard to see where we are 19 years later, so fractured over so many things. But what a beautiful, inspiring thing it was to watch the people of New York pull back together and say, we're not going to be taken down by this.
Yeah, hopefully after the election, there'll be more of a sense that we got to start pulling together again. But until then, we'll cover it all. Shannon Bream, tonight, Fox News at night. It's going to be a great show on a Friday because you'll have this to talk about, and who knows what both campaigns will give you.
We will see you at 11.
Great. Thanks so much, Shannon Bream. When we come back, the man who was governor of New York at this time and did such a vital, underappreciated job bringing us through that tough time in our period. He was a two-term governor of New York. George Pataki joins us live to reflect back on 9/11 19 years later.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. But your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. As a result of this bankruptcy, a victim's compensation fund is being set up that may be worth over $1.5 billion. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323. And talk to one of the compassionate counselors for more information and to see if you may qualify. Your call is completely confidential. Call 800-755-3323 today. Sponsored by Mark J. Byrne and Partners, LLC.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
Indeed knows a lot of small businesses took a hit recently and are busy trying to figure out plans for the future. So if you're hiring, it means finding the right people is more critical than ever before. Indeed will help you find the quality candidates you need while only paying for what you need. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Tomorrow on Fox. It's a season opener for the ages on America's Game of the Week. Tom Brady and Gronk make their highly anticipated Bucks debut. In an NFC South showdown against Drew Brees.
What a throw!
Michael Thomas and the reigning division champion Saints.
Touchdown!
It all kicks off tomorrow at 4 Eastern on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to Tyrus and Tim.
I really believe Kamala Harris was the best choice for our show. I was kind of hoping for Kat that somebody else got in.
I'm like, I can't do that impersonation.
No, you know what? You probably could, but we're now back in 1950 to where if you did that, you're a racist person and you need to be fired because you can't be an actor and portray a character unless they are white.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa, breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
This is a vicious attack upon New York. It's an attack upon America. It's an attack upon the whole concept of freedom and our way of life. And we cannot let these attacks succeed. First step has to be to make sure we do everything in our power to protect the people and to save the lives of those whose lives are still at risk and to help those who have been injured.
That is Governor Pataki on 9/11, 19 years ago, and he, of course, two-term governor of New York, and joins us now. Governor Pataki, 19 years later, what are your thoughts today?
You know, Brian, it's always a tough day, I think, for everyone, but I just have an overwhelming sense of loss. So you feel the sorrow when you're down, as I have been all morning, at ground zero, and just anger at what happened. But then when you look around, you also can't help but have a sense of pride because New Yorkers and Americans came together and responded with courage and character that had allowed us to not just rebuild ground zero, but to regain confidence in America and our freedom.
So are you surprised that the 9/11 Museum people did not okay the reading of the names and it took the tower, the tunnel to towers? Frank Stiller in order to do that?
Well, I think Frank Stiller has done a lot of good things with Tunnels to Towers, and ultimately it turned out fine. The ceremony did have the names read. They were read electronically as opposed to in person, and given the extraordinary conditions of the COVID virus, that certainly makes sense. But the more attention people pay to the lesson of September 11th, and I fear it gets lost, the better it is from my standpoint, and having towers, tunnel to towers, and the memorial at the Memorial Plaza itself, I think, is an appropriate tribute to the heroes we lost.
So I know it's surreal, but 19 years ago, if you came to New York, you wanted NYPD shirt and hat, you know, FDNY shirt and hat. You wanted pictures with cops. Now they're vilified. $1 billion cut out of the budget. The anti-crime unit is driven into the ground, is just dispersed. The academy's been put on hold. And it's not money, it's a sentiment. How'd this happen, Governor? You're watching from the outside. You used to be on the inside. Can you believe this?
I find it hard to believe. Brian, it's utterly crazy. And, you know, I saw a lot of the NYPD people at Ground Zero this morning. I went up and shook their hands and thanked them, which we all should do because they're just great people and very courageous people. But the radical left has captured the government of too many of our American cities. I mean, the idea of taking $1 billion out of the police in New York when we see this horrific spike in crime is nothing short of insanity. The idea that police officers in Portland and Seattle are assaulted every single day and the government doesn't stand up for them is criminal. You know, one of the lessons, one of the important lessons of September 11th is our heroes are really people like our police officers, our firefighters, our EMTs, those who put their lives on the line to protect us and respond in a crisis. And that lesson, sadly, in too many of these states, at least at the political leadership of the far left, those lessons have been forgotten.
Rochester, New York, the police chief resigns. People come from the outside, start wrecking that wonderful city, small town city in New York, very respected, great college there, and they're destroying it because of a police incident that's still being investigated.
You know, it's just I don't think the people are interested in justice or investigating that incident. They're interested in creating chaos and bringing America to its knees so that they can impose this leftist view of what government should be. It's not what the American people want. It's not what our cities like Rochester need. And we need politicians who are courageous enough to say, look, you're out of your minds. We need the police. We need the police to be able to protect us. Without our personal security, we have no freedom. And sadly, at the mayor level and too often at the state level, we just don't see that happening.
So with me right now is the former governor of New York, who Governor Pataki was there on 9/11. Of course, he was in charge of the state on that day. But the man in charge of the city was Rudy Giuliani. And now as I watch the hatred between Mayor de Blasio and the governor, and they're from the same party, I have more appreciation for someone like you and Rudy who said, you know, you guys weren't best friends, you weren't enemies at all, but we got to come together at the same side. Who cares who gets the credit? We have to serve the country and New York. And I asked that to Rudy Giuliani a couple of hours ago.
I got to tell you, George is, I love George, and we were close, but not that close, and from then on, we're like brothers. I mean, we lived together for 2 months. We had all our staff meet, and we did something really extraordinary. I'd have a staff meeting every morning in New York, and he'd have one in Albany. He brought a staff meeting from Albany down to New York, and every day, we put our staffs together, and we did it for a very simple reason. We knew that we could make decisions quickly and in the best interest. But then, look, our staffs are going to fight. They always do. So George and I said, our staffs are going to be together. We're going to walk out of the room with one decision. And frankly, the reason George, to the extent he did defer to me, did, is because the mayor knows the city much better than the governor. The governor knows the whole state. But he can't know exactly the resources we have in Far Rockaway or Staten Island or the upper part of the Bronx. Or he wouldn't have known the 135 major targets. And also, I particularly had a background as a prosecutor of terrorism. And Bernie Kerik had a background as an investigator of terrorism. So we were in an area of strength, as opposed to something like the pandemic where nobody knew anything.
Is that how you remember it?
Absolutely. Brian, I think the decision I made that afternoon, and Rudy talked about it there, he set up a temporary command center with his commissioners in an old police academy, and he called me, said they were there, and I thought for a minute, and I said, I'll be down, and I'll bring my whole team. And we were in the same room at the same table day after day after day, night and day, not just Rudy and myself, but all of our commissioners, so that we never missed a beat. And it didn't matter if Rudy was a Republican or a Democrat or a liberal or conservative, he was the mayor. Didn't matter if I was a Republican or Democrat, conservative or liberal, I was the governor. We had an obligation to put politics aside and simply do what was right for the people. And I'm proud that both the city and the state, we never missed a beat. We never had a miscommunication or lack of coordination. And you contrast that today in the COVID crisis where the mayor and the governor don't even talk. And it seems like the mayor will say X in the morning and the governor will say the opposite in the afternoon. And you wonder if it's just one-upsmanship as opposed to actually acting for what's right for the people of the city and the state. You got to put that aside. We still have a crisis today, the COVID crisis, and it's creating an enormous economic crisis in New York, and they're not cooperating. And that's just hard to excuse.
And, of course, all those all the eateries shut down. They said they're not going to open up. It's only for upper-class and middle-class people. It makes no sense. And they're not going to open up the next day. The governor opens up, doesn't tell the mayor. He scrambles for communication. But Governor Cuomo gave us a clue what he was going to be like as a governor. So when he's running for the office, he says this about you. There was one leader on 9/11. It was Rudy Giuliani. It defined George Pataki. It defined George Pataki as not being a leader. He stood behind the leader. He held the leader's coat. He was a great assistant to the leader. He was not a leader. What a classless thing to say. He was roasted for doing it. But doesn't it indicate what an egomaniac we have today?
Well, he was running against me at the time, And the reaction to that comment was so horrific, he actually had to drop out of the race. And you know, I think leadership is very different. It's not being in front of the cameras and screaming
exactly.
and letting everybody know you're the boss. It's doing what's right. And sometimes, yes, that requires you to overrule everybody else. But leadership is best done by consensus, working with other levels of government, working with people, communicating with those people as opposed to dictating. And unfortunately, that communication, that coordination and cooperation is lacking today. And, you know, it's a different style of leadership. I'm not so sure it qualifies as leadership.
Governor, when is the Republican Party going to make a real run at the mayor or the governor or the governor's house again, governor's mansion?
You know, New York is an overwhelmingly Democratic state, but I showed that with the right ideas and the right approach, you can win. And that's always the case. You know, no one is guaranteed re-election. And I'm hopeful that the party will reach out, find the right people, run them for the right positions. And, you know, one of the reasons New York City is right now is it's a one-party city.
Yep.
And one-party government doesn't work. When you have the one party with no checks and balance, the extremes govern. And that's the case in the city. And sadly, it's become the case in Albany as well. So having a vibrant two-party system is critical to prevent the far left from running the city and the state into the ground. And hopefully the Republicans will come together and help achieve that.
And we're national. And hopefully people in Illinois are hearing that and people in California are hearing that because the week of being of apologizing for this country's founding, allowing statues to be written down, allowing cops to be abused, cutting the budget, all it does is get less cops, less pride, and more anarchy. And that's basically what Democrats have done. Hopefully, sober Americans are seeing this. And, Governor, I think the more we move away from 9/11, and next year will be a bigger year at 20, the more people are going to appreciate your egoless leadership during a time of need. And, Governor Pataki, thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Brian. Always good being on with you. Take care.
Great. Governor George Pataki. I mean, just compare it to what we have now. Compare it. They're trying to score points on the president. They're trying to fight with their mayors. No one's talking about business people. No one's talking about law enforcement. No one's talking about quality of life to the point where 100 CEOs write a letter to the mayor of New York saying, pick up the garbage, crack down on crime, or we're not coming back. Do you believe that? He should be begging them to come back. But that's exactly what's going on, and I'm sure it's happening in Chicago and maybe Raleigh.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. But your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. As a result of this bankruptcy, a victim's compensation fund is being set up that may be worth over $1.5 billion. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323. And talk to one of the compassionate counselors for more information and to see if you may qualify. Your call is completely confidential. Call 800-755-3323 today. Sponsored by Mark J. Byrne and Partners, LLC.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On January 19, 1989, President Ronald Reagan bid farewell to Americans in his last address as president.
I've spoken of a shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds, living in harmony and peace. A city with free ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. And if there had to be city walls, the walls had doors, and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I saw it. And see it still.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.